The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
J. Morris, and tonight we are with ACO Curious Conscious Club, based out of San Antonio, Texas, with Tony R. Elliott, who speaks on his behalf for the ACO Press Corps, and his wife, Bonnie Lenore Elliott, and they, together with me, we have an authors club organization, and we're mainly using social media and Facebook to communicate with others. So please look in on Facebook for Tony R. Elliott or Bonnie Lenore Elliott. I think she goes by Lenore Elliott, and Teresa J. Morris, and our books. And we're going to get into a little of that for all you curious, conscious people out there. ACO LLC Kentucky is proud to share ACO Metaphysics with Tony R. Elliott. He is one of our directors out of Texas and associates, consultants, and organizers, along with life coaches. We have a little bit of everybody out there, including the ACE Folklife Association, and we work with all types of people and websites, and Tony is also our editor for American News Magazine, which he's trying to grow steadily, along with our socialparanormal.com and anewnews.com and other people like Tommy Hawksblood on Friday nights, since we're glad we had Tommy. And I'll be on here in just a minute. I know you can hear me, but I was having a little trouble tonight, technical difficulty. So I'll be there shortly. At least you can hear me. I just can't see you. So, there we go. Now I've got it. There we go. Now, our tags are Ascension, Psychics, Paranormal, UFOs, Spirituality, Authors, and Brain. Our category tonight is spirituality, unless Tony wants to change it to something else, because we never know what Tony's going to bring to the forefront, because he likes to do current events. So we'll see what we may have to swap for Saturday nights. I don't know. The category for now, though, is spirituality, and our duration is approximately 120 minutes. And let's see what else we got here. I guess that's about it until Tony tells us what our Curious Conscious Club is going to be curiously conscious about. So let me finally get on here and get him on here. Hi, Tony. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How are you? I have a bunch of allergies tonight, so my eyes are watering like crazy.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people have that, including me. I had to go back on a generic Claritin to help me, but my eyes are itchy, crusty, and I've got a headache, and everyone I talk to, my sinuses are stuffed up, so apparently that's common this time of year. And folks, if we sound a little funny or we sneeze or cough, we apologize in advance for, you know, that's just that time of year. Spring has sprung, right? So if you're having
sure
those kind
of
things,
yesterday it was like 97 degrees here almost yesterday.
Really?
The official, I think officially it was 96, but where I'm at, it was 97 degrees yesterday afternoon, and the wind was as dry as heck. It was coming out of the southwest off of the desert after that front passed through yesterday, and it just raised the temperature, and apparently blew around a bunch of pollen and everything, so that's why I'm suffering today.
Yeah. Well, I don't have an excuse other than the weather is dreary, yucky, rainy, cold feeling, if you know the feeling. It's not too cold, but it's not too hot. It's just that middle, ooh, cold chill in the air. I don't know if it's in the 50s or 60s. Or Tom,
yeah,
what's our weather?
Been...
Go ahead. I was just yelling at my husband.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
What is it, honey? I know, but what's the weather, the 50 or 60? 43. I hadn't been outside today. I went to the door to feel just because it looked gloomy, you know, but gloomy cold. Here where I'm at in western Kentucky, folks, and Tony is in San Antonio where it's hot already for spring. So though for all you people listening around the world, we appreciate you tuning in. And we usually start off just so we don't lose you with the weather. And we hope some of our members join us tonight. You're all welcome with our Ascension Center, our ACE Folk Life Club, or just our ACO Press Club for those that cover conferences. And I don't even see Bill here tonight. Cyril's not here. Janet's not here. Tony, I guess everybody's busy. So Saturday night on March 29th, 2014 at 2000 hours. Of course, now it's 10 after, so we'll just have to see what's going on. Well, did you find out, we had some people bring up the night after you brought up that plane, that was a bogus story on that.
Yeah, it must be, because I haven't heard anything else that would make it true. I just put it out there because it seemed to be pretty interesting, even though I, at the time, knew that it was more than likely a bogus story. And I just want to say, as far as Malaysia Flight 370 is concerned, all of the nobody's turned up any evidence that they found it or anything as of yet. All of the pieces that they were seeing floating out in the ocean, you know, turned up to be appliances and you name it, it's some form of trash. The Pacific Ocean is made up of a bunch of
people
areas
covering
of trash,
it though. That is still recovering. I don't know if you were able to catch up on current events on any of the websites, but being that we are a Curious Conscious Club, we can at least archive for posterity here the type of current events, since you usually bring us something like that. I didn't know what you wanted to talk tonight.
I put a story in America News Magazine and the New News today about an article that I had come out in the Freedom Outpost originally. It's titled Vladimir Putin, World's New Freedom Fighter Against American Socialist Expansionism.
Huh. All right. Well, we'll have to pull that up. And world events and current events, and I don't know if you have a passion for politics or not, but last night we had a gentleman from Red Nations come on for, said he only has, there are just a little club of Indians in Modesto, California that came on with Tommy Hawksblood because I can't remember his name now, Chaputo, I can't say it unless I hear it, a gentleman out of the Dakotas up around Pine Ridge area, I can't say his name, I can't ever remember his American, he doesn't come on that often, he came on a couple of years ago. But he usually stays in touch with us and gives out our phone number for people to call if they have some type of announcement they want to make. I guess he knows that we're on his current affairs or current list. And Thursday we had started Apple Pie American, you know, helping veterans and all that, and talking about America on Thursday nights. But it's getting to be where we discuss a lot of current events on Saturday night with people. But he had brought up that they were going to have a powwow Indian-type thing over at the college. And anyway, folks, I'm just mentioning that again, so that's Red Nations. But what type of weekly, I know you write, you do a little research and pull together something. And I used to have time. I don't have a lot of time to do that anymore.
I can tell you right now, as far as what I've been working on, I've been working closely with Mateo Ianio again, my Italian researcher friend. And
right.
We're going to come out. We're going to soon come out with a new article about some new discoveries that he's made here on Earth and not on any other planet. You know, it's an amazing discovery, I think, that he's made that's just recently been uncovered, and that he's found a lot of evidence of life before and some monuments and faces. And we're going to present that in an article. Hopefully, we can get it in UFO Digest. If not, then I'll have to find another publishing venue. But
you've got socialparanormal.com for his type, and you can always put it in the new news.
Sure.
We're
There's
a
only
press
one
club.
Problem with it. Mateo has already let me know that I have to use all of the photographs that he has sent me, and that amounts to about 22. And that'd be kind of hard to convince some publishers to put something out that had 22 pictures in it unless we could convince it into some form of a view, you know, like maybe a YouTube video or something.
Yeah, I guess you can make them smaller on hours. I don't know settings. I can put general on a new news. I can let me see how when you're reading it. Let me see if I can reset that. But a static page, I can your latest post. So I'll put that on a new news guide. I just set it for you guys because he's been with us many years, folks, with Ace Folk Life, and I really wanted me to expand more for him. So I'm glad you're staying in touch with him because he does take a lot of time.
Well,
and
I
he
think
has
this
a lot
is a
of
pretty
photos.
Amazing article that he's come up with, and I have confidence in him. And as a matter of fact, I think some of the things I've seen most of the work that he's done. And this is my personal opinion of him. I think he's one of the greater researchers, one of the greatest geophysical researchers that there is out there today. I think a lot of his things that he's found, a lot of the items that he's found on the surface of Mars and elsewhere, have totally bypassed Richard Hoagland in terms of the information that's been brought forth. And in this latest article that I'm going to have, it will explain a lot of things that have to do with some civilizations long ago that we all suspect, but we really never really knew anything about it. But a lot of this will confirm some of the myths that we've had in previous civilizations here on Earth.
Well, you can put it on Planet Information ET Work. Let me see if you're...
I think I can get it on there. It's just going to be, like I said, there's quite a few pictures that he said I had to use. And I believe him, you know. If you leave one out, then you interrupt the train of thought, you know, as far as the pictorial views are concerned. And as far
well,
as,
here, I'm going to make you an editor on a new news. And just tell me, is it Tony 7? Have you been getting any of my emails lately, Tony?
You can send them over to Hotmail if you would, because I'm there every day. I don't go to my Google email account that much. I usually only visit that maybe one or two days a week. But
is it Tony R. Elliott 7 at Hotmail or 7? What is it?
No, it's TONYR _ ELLIOTT at hotmail.com.
It's that underscore that shows me.
Yeah, it does a lot of people.
Just Tony R. _ Elliott at hotmail.
Yes.
No
.com,
number,
yeah.
Huh? All right. Well, I'm
no
going to put you as an editor on.
I can tell you. I can tell you that I use this Hotmail account for all business transactions, all of my publishing. Basically, everything important comes out of my Hotmail account.
Oh, okay. Well, you may not be on my Gmail account. I've got a lot of people. They call them
well,
free.
Well, I got something from you today. So, I mean, I'm still in communication with you.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to send your when you sign up new users, it'll ask your username. I'm going to put you right down this other one for him and you. It's called Planet Information ET Work. It looks like Planet Information Network, but I only have one N in it, which probably wouldn't matter in Italian. But for you to pull it up, it's planetinformationetwork.com. And I'm just going to send you your password, and you can change it, as you know, to your own, mm-hmm. so you can get in. It's going to send your password, and your role is now editor of another magazine, Planet Information ET Work Peer Guide. And it's a peer journal. If you want to call it a journal, that's fine. If you want to change it, but it's Planet Information ET Work, because it has to do with the planet.
What I think I'm going to do is we'll see what Dirk thinks about this. You know, he might be able to condense it down and make it work for us, but I am going to present it there first, and then, go through your publications. But
He knows about a lot of my publications.
If he doesn't want
to
use it,
I'm
going to use your publications.
Yeah, but write down Planet Information ET Work, because it's more in line with Mars and what he does.
I got it.
Change it from peer guide to peer journal if you want, and just look in your box. Bill Tracer did join us, folks, tonight since he's been gone. Hi, Bill, from the UFO. He went to Mid-South Con, and we've got an extra ticket for the Ozark UFO Con, Bill, that I'd like to offer you if you'd like. For Dolores Cannon, there's going to be Nick Pope. I can't go. My car blew an engine. I hope not, but our pump or something. It's going to cost me my money, big money, to get my car fixed, so I'm not going to be able to drive down there. And it's close enough, folks, from where I'm at the corner of, if you're looking at the map, Western Kentucky, to go over to the Ozark Mountains. And I think it's too short notice for you, isn't it, Tony, to go to the Ozark UFO conference and cover it?
When is that going to be?
It's press. We can get a press pass. April, it is coming up. Bill's been to it before, but I don't know if Bill wants to write an article on it. Go see the.
Well, I can probably do it if I get enough. If I get enough notice of what day it's going to be and time and everything, you know, I can always make arrangements to be able to do something.
Well,
like
I didn't
that.
Know if you had time to travel, because we're doing the.
Well, let's
divine...
put it this way: if I know far enough ahead of time, I can always make plans and make it happen. You know.
Well, I'll pull up the Ozark Paracon, second annual Ozark Paracon. That's not what I'm looking for, Bill. What am I looking for? Help me find it and put it in the room, will you, chat room, folks, and I'll tell you. But one of the guys wants me to go over there and cover it, and I can't. But if anybody wants a press pass, you want to join Tony and me as press, magazine journalist. If you're an independent freelance, you want to join our club out there, please let me know. A lot of the independents only cover their own stories, but Tony, if you want to cover for our ACO club, I can get you the press.
Well,
pass.
I do a lot of that as well, as you know. You know, like I right now, you know, I'm working on something for somebody else.
Yeah.
So I mean, I do that all the time.
Okay, well, the ACO press corps, but Ozarks, it's the you'll have to look at it in April. To cover it. Bill, I didn't know. I wish I could, but this year I'm afraid I could not afford the travel expenses. Yeah.
And what time is that?
You have to pay your own travel expenses. So Bill turned it down. So I guess, Tony, you would be the next in line as a press pass. And to keep the expenses down, this gentleman said he's asked me to partnership with him on a joint venture over in Arizona, so we can have our first expo at the Wasaja Center, the same place they have IUFO Congress, but we'll have a Halloween party. So everybody out there, we got 7 months to pull this together. But
well, I can tell you, you know, I'll be at that one.
You will or won't?
I will.
Oh, really? You can, 7 months from now, you can make the big conference?
Yes,
wonderful.
I will.
Well, that means I can. Then we can appoint directors this year. Great. I'm going to hope Bill can come because we're going to have an art exhibit, and I'd like Bill to oversee and be on panel for art. Bill, we're having the big costume contest. We'll have our first annual big role-playing sci-fi fantasy thing, and Bill's familiar with it. So I'm hoping Bill's going to get involved, and he and I can fly out there. You could fly out there. This is great. Everybody has to pay their own expenses, but Tony can cover the press pass, and we can set up the radio show to cover it out in Arizona.
Yeah, I think that would be fantastic.
Okay, well, Tony, I'd like you to bring Bonnie to represent the Authors Club and recruit more authors if you can.
Well, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, good. Wonderful. Let her know.
Only problem is, you know, she doesn't like to get knocked from behind her computer.
That's fine. She can bring it with her. I'm sure we've got Wi-Fi.
It's pretty hard to get Bonnie out of the house, really.
Well,
she just
sit there and
work on her computer and stuff.
She can bring her computer. It's in right outside of Phoenix at the Radisson, a real beautiful place. The rooms
I used
were
to live
getting
there. I know what it's like.
Oh, okay. Well, then hopefully you'll be part of the team annually then, right?
Right. I love that area over there.
Wonderful. I may have to drive by and pick Bill up. I was going to fly, but or either we'll have to get the ticket. But then, Tony, I'll put you in charge of the press, ACO Press Club, and Bonnie in charge of the Author Club for the ACO. Bill will
be
in charge.
She's nearing the final edges of the big projects that she had going on. She's got a couple more big edits that she has to do, but then after that, she should be a little more freed up to look into what we were talking about a couple of weeks ago.
Great. Well, if you're part of the ACO team, you get in free, so that's good. So, Bill, you'll get a press pass, of course, because you're in charge of the press. But I will be asking you to recruit more journalists that have their own websites.
I think we can get a few.
Okay. Well, then all I'd do is have you represent like this Planet ET peer journal for people like Mateo, A New News, American News, Social Paranormal, and tell them they're all e-zines. We don't print them out. We just allow journalists to share their articles for us, and we're growing that. This is our first year. But
well, Mateo will really be glad of that. He's out for just about as much exposure as he can possibly get as far as his research work is concerned. It's like the article that I wanted to do for him, you know. The reason why I wanted to put it in UFO Digest in the first place is because of the heavy traffic that Dirk has going through there all the time.
Right. He's had 13 years, and we're just starting out. So
I had one of the most
popular
stories that I ever written in my entire life at his publication.
Yeah. Well, I've had American News Magazine for over 5 years, but it's only been me, and I started it based on writing for in 2007 for Dirk. So technically, I was writing for a local newspaper like yourself, my husband and I, from 2000, and my husband and I had the Americana Magazine. We printed it out, and it cost us more money printing. Although we did several issues, we sold it here for the festivals we were doing. You know how you'll have a program, but nobody could afford a program, so we said, well, we'll just pay for it out of our pocket. And we started like a music magazine, Americana, representing mostly travel for the Ace Folklife organization. And they were wanting to bring people in a festival, so we did the Ace Folklife Festival. But you see how things like this happens, folks. You get involved with other people in the community, all of a sudden, you know, things just start happening. So same thing goes with this radio show and our websites. And
anything that goes on in Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, you know, I'm very interested in. And if I have enough time, more than likely I can be able to attend it.
Okay. Well, then we're going to get you involved more. So have you ever done any conferences or any, as a manager committee, have you ever done, like Bill has and I have, but Have you ever put
No, you guys are the experienced people behind all of that sort of thing, right?
Okay. But you do know how
I've
to write.
I've given some lectures, but it's been more like a something that I had set up ahead of time at a certain area in a particular town, you know.
But you've run a restaurant, and we are going to have...
Yeah, I mean, business-wise, yeah, I know what I'm doing.
Okay. Well,
I've been a business manager.
Expand.
I've been a restaurant manager, you know.
Yeah, we're going to expand our magazines as soon as we have people that know how to write articles. So we're training. We're going to have a free writers conference, and I'd like you to help put that on, Tony, for our Curious Conscious Club. Okay. Because we're going to have several magazines that we want people writing articles besides you and me and whomever else is out there. But I've had a lot of people wanting to write for us, but they were just getting started and they really couldn't even refer
me to
a blog.
There's one thing about writing that everybody has to understand, you know, when they're just starting out. What you want is to be able to get published in as many publications as you can possibly get. You want as much exposure to your writing as you can possibly get. You want as many people to be able to read your material as you can, you know.
Can you write that up for a 50-minute presentation, please? I'm gonna have to put you in a room and let you explain this to people because I have so many people.
The music that's going by here on my part this time. We have an ice cream truck that goes through the neighborhood at night here in San Antonio. And every time I'm on the radio about this time of night, the ice cream truck will go by, and you hear this weird music outside, you know, and I'm always wondering,
okay,
can I hear it on the radio?
Yeah, and
to explain what that was.
Okay, well, as long as you can get yourself out there to handle the press, of course, I don't want any other people on press passes. I can only do you to cover the radio show and the magazine, but you and Bonnie with the Authors Club. And then hopefully we'll do
you know, as a matter of fact, I don't even have a vacation unless I'm a journalist. Every hotel I stay at, every restaurant that I go to, every event that I go to, what I do is I write down everything about my experience at the event or my experience at a restaurant, whatever. And then I'll report about it in an article.
Okay. Well, I'll get that lined up for you to cover for the ACO. Of course, you know you'll represent our independent contractor company, right? And and then hopefully I'll be able to go next year to Dolores' group in the Ozark. I've been invited several times. Something always comes up. But I had already heard Bill say he had been before, but Bill says he can't fund, you know, to be an independent contractor to get over there to cover it. But that's fine. If you say you're close enough to Ozark right there to get yourself there, and then the ticket.
I should
ticket
be able to do that, yes. I really honestly think I can. If I have that much time between now and the actual event, I will be able to do it.
Oh, wonderful. Bill's sharing some information on Mid-South Con, folks. He's a old-timer with the Mid-South Con. As a matter of fact, he's like a local celebrity in Memphis, at least as far as I'm concerned, in the paranormal community and in the artist community because he is a digital artist. And, by the way, he sold 3 of his brand-new books. He only had 4 with him, so he had to keep 1 to show people. But he did sell 3 out of the 4 at the Mid-South Con, which is amazing return on profit, considering he had just written it. And he also talked to the Paranormal Track coordinator about me. I'm reading this, folks, to see what he's telling me about a guest, and it will help me get involved in presenting, I guess, our radio show and our social paranormal magazine maybe and our Paracon in Arizona. But I'm going to help fund this as the joint venture for all of us out here as independents, so we can all meet each other. And it's a huge expense for me. I'm just going to be honest with you folks. But I've got 7 months to financially prepare for this huge thing that I'm going to be the main presenter, I guess one would say creator, event planner. So I'm going to need you guys' help and volunteering to help us get out there and do that. But we're going to have plenty of people there. And advertising in the local magazine, newspapers, and all of that. And but we have state directors, and I'll be looking for Harry Drew, one of our directors in the state of Arizona. But actually, for as far as the radio broadcast media, Tony had asked for, actually, I think it was last year, to have dibs on the Southwest region as a regional director. So that'd be fine. He's just a step up above all the people that'll be showing up in Arizona that want to really have our first big, big event for the ACO. And so, and I can't deny that, because they can actually, they're considered the spiritual capital mecca of the world, and they want to have our spirituality groups out there. So since this radio show's under, we're going to have paranormal and spirituality, and we're going to keep promoting spirituality and paranormal for Blog Talk Radio, and bring quite a few of our Blog Talk Radio people out there. But I am going to have a psychic fair, so pass that around, because, you know, when people show up, they're going to have art exhibits, and we will be, I just love the artwork out there in Arizona. I'm just in love with it. So it's going to be a fun art show.
It's got a charm of its own.
It does. So folks, look forward to this if you can drive out there.
I currently have a young couple that's honeymooning out in New Mexico, you know, and they're running around to different places, and they're just overwhelmed with how beautiful Santa Fe is.
Wonderful. Well, since you're in love with that region and it falls under your region, with my company, it of course would be wonderful if you can represent our magazines. Of course, we'll get a table because I am the big promoter, the big kahuna with Andrew Aloha. So Andrew has asked me to work with him, and he has Spiritual Image Productions. So he, of course, is a big major kahuna out there, and one of his backer, underwriter, supporter people backed out, and he asked me. So I'm second fiddle, but I get to step up, and that's okay, you know. But I wasn't his first choice, boo. But I was his second choice, yay. So I get to go in, but that's good for our company, folks, for our independent contractors now, because now we can shine as independent authors, independent artists. Yay! And now we can grow we can strut our stuff, right? Because you know, if I'm going to be there, you guys, I'm going to give you the spotlight, and the radio show will broadcast and all that. Now, I don't know if we'll have to, let's see, the time difference, but hopefully we'll be able to, but I may have to get Bill and Tony to learn how to punch the buttons and me go over there while they broadcast.
Well, you might get lucky in that respect, because I used to be a DJ too, and I've been trained in broadcasting. So, and fairly recently, and back in 2000. So, I do know what I'm doing as far as radio is concerned.
Great. Well, we'll have you there then, and maybe running this show, the 2-hour show, because we will probably be on prime time there that night, and I'll try to get you to have people come by, or I'll be, you know, running around, you know, trying to manage everything, the stage and the speakers and the psychic fair and all that. But I'll try to send them over there to you. And then, of course, I want Bill coming on talking about the artwork and digital art and his books. So between the two of you, hopefully you can represent our company and our radio show and our authors club and our paranormal romance writers. And we'll have a paranormal romance writer play.
Well, that really sounds fun, and I'll be more than happy to.
Wonderful. Well, that'll be a big help because I don't want to go over there as an agent, consultant, and organizer and then not even be able to do work. But you understand when you get involved in something, usually you're the last one. It's like a hairdresser showing up at a hairdresser convention. You know, it's like, well, if they're in the show, they're all worried about being in the show and, you know, doing their part and all that, and then they don't really have time to market and promote their other stuff, you know, work. So this way, hopefully Bill, and Bill's trying to get his own independent company going anyway, and he is a director of the ACE Nonprofit Inc. We just haven't had a fundraiser yet. So, of course, tonight I'm using ACE Nonprofit Inc. for my websites, and it'll be the three of us, Bill, Tony, and me, as the three directors at this event. And Bill says he hopes he can get up his travel, because as independent folks, we always, as independent off, a lot of people don't appreciate us, but, you know, really we're trying to build it where we're more health sustainability for independent contractors in America as entrepreneurs, because we carry our own books, our own, you know, it's like you run a business and you still have to, you know, expense out. And, of course, you can. People say, yeah, but you can write off your expenses. And I'm like, yeah, but you have to keep all your receipts, but you still have to have cash flow. You still have to sell enough books.
It doesn't help you immediately, but later on it does. But like I say, you do have to have it. You do have to have the money up front.
Right. And so, people, I'm giving all my independent authors and website builders and my artists out there and my videographers, you know who you are, especially on my Facebook accounts, because that's where you all want to be my friend. Now, what we may do is let our people in other countries know what we're doing. And, Tony, you'd be good at that because you're already connected with my guy in Italy, and I've got another guy in Italy, and, well, probably lots if I'd look at my Facebook accounts. But what we'll do with Mexico as well, I'd like to see some of our Mexico people come up. You know,
I have very few of those.
I'm really not
well connected down in Mexico.
Okay, well, we've got quite a few on my pages, and it's helping my Spanish. But, yeah, hopefully. I've got a lot of friends in Texas that may come up. Now, what we're going to do to bring all the public in that maybe aren't supporters of the arts or visual or performing arts, hopefully they are. Some say it. They just don't know what to invest in, but hopefully they'll come out and invest in some of that Arizona art, our digital art, like Bill's. We don't make any promises if you come out and participate in the shows, but because this is our first one. But annually, we plan on having this every year from now on. But this is the big. You want to be a part of this with your Curious Conscious Club too. Tony, because the fact that it is the first, and we are going to give charter member certificates, a plank owner of being the first, which if Bill can tell you, having gone to these things, it's very prestigious to be involved in the first one, because that lives with you forever. We may not be Star Trekkies, but we're going to be ACO people. And, you know, with our press and our authors, and we're connected to the Ascension Center organization for those that are into the spiritual metaphysical realm, and we have the ACE Metaphysical Institute, and hopefully Bill's going to help us get that off the ground, folks. We're doing something similar. I've had so many people want me to teach their children, and I tell them, well, as long as they're 13 or over, because we use computers. We're a computer online practicing skills. And I told Bill, he was my wizard, like Professor Dumbledore in my paranormal track. So we're going to write some books out there and helpfully get everyone encouraged to be involved in spirituality. And, folks, we're using the modality with Andrew. He wants to make sure, you know, prayer can be any modality if you believe in a source, a higher power, and sending information, and meditation, receiving information. So in a way, with the Curious Conscious Club and our press corps, would like to encourage you, because we're into education and literacy. So, of course, we're going to be asking our teens to learn more than playing games. We want them to learn to write articles on whatever it is they're interested in. So, and Bill can help you with science fiction, fantasy, artwork, and I've got some young people in colleges that are working on projects right now to help fund their filmmaking. So we're probably going to see if we can't get the Scottsdale filmmaking. It's one of the most prestigious in the world right there in Scottsdale. Some of the kids over, and we're going to hopefully have them screening films. And some of them are really into the role-playing with the medieval times. I was looking at some of them they sent me today. They need funding to make their films, and they're doing an excellent job. So I'm looking at them on Kickstarter. So I've got so many people to help with fundraisers, it's unbelievable in filmmaking. But that seems to be the new thing, is you get your team together, and you make your own, you dress up in the woods and all that, and your swords, and put the teams together. And then I don't know how they cut in the castles and all that, but they seem to. I guess there's enough film maybe left over from old films. I don't know. If any of you guys out there in filmmaking that want to share this with me, I don't know how it's done. I know Google Images, you can get images on your websites off of the free images. Tony, do you know how they put in all these films, how they splice them together at these film companies or the schools to make films? I don't know how they do that. Do you?
Well, it's just an editing process that they go through,
I guess, but I don't know, where do they get the free film? Is it like archives that they can use? I haven't made a film with all that yet. It's going to be fun.
Well,
folks.
Pretty much boils down to the same thing as photographs. You know, it depends on the photograph. You know, who took it, how long ago did they take it, and that sort of thing. It's a lot of things are public domain now because they were so old, or a lot of things are public domain because of their origination in the first place.
Well, maybe somebody out there will be interested in writing an article. If you guys want to tell me how you do that, I'd love to cover it for you in one of our magazines, or the Ace Folklife Organization. And we've got people already offering. They're saying, oh, I'm a speaker, I want to be involved. And I'm like, well, fine, come out. We ask you to get your own vendor table for your books, and then provide, you know, we're going to have a committee which to choose who gets to speak, because we've only got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's my understanding we're going to train them to change every 50 minutes right now. So, but, you know, we'll be working with Andrew, and he'll get to pick, and then our committee, our board of directors, will get to pick who gets to speak. And, of course, we'll video them, I'm hoping. But we're working with a producing company, one of our new people. But now you got to be with our organization a year, unfortunately. So a lot of you people can sign up this year to be presenters and filmmakers and all that for next year. But it's in our articles and bylaws that you have to be with us a year. Then, and this is our first big presentation, but next year, if you join us, then next year you can present. So you can come out, be a part of, see how we're doing the first one. And if the directors feel that you're just very talented, then we will go ahead and see if we can't put you on this year on the agenda. But each board of director can represent like three people, I think, is the way it's being done this year. So maybe you'll be one of the lucky three. So, you know, get in touch with Bill on your artwork, and Tony, if you're new at the colleges, and we're going to network. And, of course, Bill, will want his Memphis people, his university, and the Star Trek people, and Tony will want his Texas, or his Arizona and Mexico. Of course, Arizona will be saturated because it's in the state. And right now we're going to say that Arizona is going to be the spiritual mecca, and we're going to have a big Halloween party to to bring people out and get everybody showing up. And even if you show up with no costume, but you're like, well, my parents want to come, but they don't want to dress up, we're still going to have them, at as you enter, get a little black mask, to at least wear a masquerade mask, you know. Or you can get a nice one if you want and bring it with you. But at least wear a mask, and then we're going to have a time when everybody pulls their mask off and unveils their face. So yay for everybody. And then, of course, it'll be fun having the contest. And we will have a, what do they call it, a silent auction for people that want to donate to help us for the fundraiser for next year. And we're going to put $5,000K in the bank for the next year vendor. Because what's seating us up this year is the expenses for the venue. You can figure it's usually roughly $5,000 a night is about the budget. So we're going to do three nights, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then the psychic fair, that we're going to have psychics there doing readings. And, of course, we're going to split that 50-50 with everybody as independent contractors. If you know readers, tell them to get in touch. And then now I'm going to put Andrew in charge of this, but he really wants to give awards and trophies on Sunday. At the end of the whole show, we're going to have people pick the best readers and the best artists and the best authors, and we're going to present them, because it's the first year. We can't have you vote on Facebook and Twitter and all that. But we may have a way for people to just have the best, their famous author, their famous psychic, or their famous whatever videographer. But we're going to figure that out. So Bill and Tony can help us figure out how to do all that, because I can't do all of that. And that's stuff that Andrew wants to do. And Andrew, we had him on the show. And Tony, he came on the show with us, didn't he, Andrew? Aloha.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, because I asked Tommy, and Tommy said he didn't know who he was. So we'll have to, if you want to go back and hear that archive about Andrew, aloha. Andrew did some time out in Hawaii.
Yeah, we did a whole show with him.
Okay. Well, he's the one that is asking me to joint venture with him in presenting this big thing annually. And we're calling it the Divine Expo, because I already had that website and that model up for our big get-together like they have in Memphis and in Columbus. And I produced some and been involved, and we're going to I've been a part of Pegasus, but she only wants to do local two states here, I think, Illinois and Indiana. So she, and here I am producing out in Arizona, but that's fine. I love and California. I'm going to do California. I was asked to do UK, but I just didn't want to travel. Of course, Saeed Farman's over there doing that, so congratulations, Saeed Farman, on being in the UK, and I write for spirit guides over there, so we bring in the spirit guides, and we'll be able to ask Ireland, our fae people. I just love fairies and fae and entities and planes and all that, so we'll be asking all those into the Celtic, if you're into Celtic music, and all the druids and the fae and all that, to come and be at our party Friday night. And I'm going to get Bill to get educated on how Mid-South Con does their costume contest and be one of the, hopefully on that committee, because Bill has literally been there just recently. And Tony, you'll have to tell me what committee you want to be involved in, but I just automatically thought you'd be good for the press corps, because you're a writer and website person, and your wife being the author club organizer. Yeah, because I feel like you've got enough people you're involved with that like to write or do pictures to get that going for us and market and promote our websites and our emails. And it's just too expensive to print out, but we can get better at you can edit it, and if you want, we can change themes and make them look any way you want. and have more people, you know, presenting their articles for us.
Right.
And that'll be fun. But right now, folks, if you're interested in joining Tony in journalism, and maybe in the future audiovisual as well, not just radio, but we're going to create our own YouTubes to represent us annually. So you would see, you know, it's free, we're going to pay to make them or whatever, the equipment or whatever. But if you show up and you give permission, then we're going to make some audio visuals, I hope. We're going to have some of our videographers show up. And now Harry Drew was the official photographer for years for the Laughlin Group and the Laughlin Conference before it became IUFO Congress at the same venue. So Harry, Harry says, will you send me everything you're doing? I can't keep up with you. You're doing so much. And he doesn't even know about this yet. So we'll try to get Harry helping people in the photography or video business. He's big on UFO photography and videos. And he sells his own, and he does the big expos over in California, which is a good venue for selling all that stuff. And also, if you're into eating well, we'd like to know who you are. If you are really good at health and wellness, I'm into that. And you can go to Teresa.
Well, there I can help you too.
Really?
Well, sure. I'm a chef.
Well, what about eating well, like not eating processed
food? Well, yeah, you know what? I've been sent to places where half of the people that I was supposed to feed have been vegans. And so I'm fully well aware of health food and foods that are good for you, aside from the more elaborate foods that aren't quite so healthy, but are fantastic, you know.
I didn't know that. Okay, well, good.
I'm fully educated in both sides.
Okay, well, then as an editor, I'd like you to help me develop some pages for some of these. American News should have a health and wellness, and I don't know if it's vegan or maybe both, but we need to start tying in this big annual thing and bring in some of these writers that we need with their pictures. So we'll be recruiting people on Facebook and stuff. So talk to me after the show, if you will, about how we can work towards Halloween and bring some of these people that know. I'd like them to show up. But we have planned information, ET work. We have the Realm of the Fae, F-A-E. And that, of course, I have TeresaJMorris.org if you folks want to pull it up. And that is Teresa J, it's MORRIS.org. And that is my own website, not one of the magazines, but it's body, mind, spirit, health, and wellness education. And
yeah,
research.
And aside from showing up physically, you know, we can always set up to where they can appear via the web.
Oh, yeah, this is true. If you want to have them there and show up on the, I don't know how to do that, but I know that a lot of these we have to pay so $50 a month. It's what I've been looking at because Andrew wants me to do that too. Are you talking about like video conferencing, bringing them into a go-to meeting?
Well, all I'm saying is in our computer age, there's no reason that no one, that some people that won't be able to physically attend can't be there as well. We can be there through the Internet.
Well, I know we can air a radio show there, but as far as live streaming, that's extremely expensive. But as far as individuals bringing their own equipment, their own computers, and live stream, or, you know, putting it up on their own websites, I know people do that. But
I think that can be done at a very minimal cost.
Okay, well. Bill says he went to the Ozark Conference in 1993. That's coming up, folks. You can get to it from Divine Expo. There's a link for the Ozark Conference. But there's a Paracon they're having, the Ozarks Paracon. And Tony, I don't have tickets to, and I don't even know who it is. Second Angel Ozark Paracon, if you want to look into that. I've got theirs pulled up, but I don't know how to get into it. It's like a main page. A lot of these people are going to that, a big picture, but how do you get in? I don't know. I'm going to click on the banner. This is something we got to get better at, folks, is I can't get in, so I don't know how you do that. Is it one page? Well, I can't get into it, so I don't know how one is supposed to. There's nothing there. Maybe there isn't anything there. Maybe their webmaster hasn't got any other pages. In mine, I may have more stuff because I started them, folks, but I didn't go into business. I started in 2013, but haven't tried to market my personal website at all. But TeresaJMorris.org, ACOLLC, it's a limited liability company, but it's body, mind, spirit, health, and wellness education and research for consumer information. So if you want to share in research of consumer information, and we've got board of directors on the page. It says Kentucky, Teresa, Tom, and Debbie. Of course, their whole names is Thomas R. Morris, Deborah Dockery, and Hawaii, Dr. Alexander Lesson, Janet Carroll Lesson, myself, Thomas Sneesey. Board of directors, Tennessee, Teresa J. Morris, Bill M. Tracer, there you go, and David Edward Jones. So that's who's running that. And then Texas, Teresa J. Morris, Tony R. Elliott, and Bonnie Lenore Elliott. So you're famous on my own company, Bill and Tony, because you're on the board. So yay! And so if you want to, check out TeresaJMorris.org, and you'll see the board of directors right there for Tony. And, of course, each state is required to run their own bookstore, library in their own home or to keep down overhead and lend out books and videos free online. And then we presently use CreateSpace to file our books on Amazon for our marketing, while broadcast media is Blog Talk Radio and our simulcast. And we're fixing to get on, we're already working with some other Freedom Talks and other places to take these radio shows in, put them out there, simulcasting and podcasting variations for information exchange and education. And they want us to give them more. So I've just got to learn how to do it all at the same time and pull it up on my computer. So Bill and Tony, if you want to get involved and help me on your night, like your show, for your whatever you want to market and promote on your show, let me know, because there's all kind of things we can do. But, folks, we'll help you with your businesses. I'm an agent, consultant, and organizer, and I've been on the phone all day long. My husband had to tell me to get off the phone and come cook his dinner tonight because he was hungry, and I had to go fix him some quick hamburger patties, rice, and green beans and potatoes, you know. But, Tony, I need to know more about you with all that you are capable of, because this is our big year, our big coming out, our big expo, to, you know, have our stockholders and board of directors meet and all our independents, entrepreneurs, and bringing them into the ACO, which I run as a limited liability company, and we're all managers. We all manage our own state. And, you know, if you'd like to be involved, let us know. And then on Sunday, we're going to introduce more Universal Life Ministry. And that's Sunday go-to-meeting for us, and we are going to present our ACE nonprofit more, what we're doing together for a cause. And we have some people here that it's really hard for them to make their dialysis. So I'm looking, I've been asked to do some type of fundraiser for them with our ACE nonprofit, Inc. So I'll be talking to Bill. And Tony, do you want to do anything on the nonprofit, or are you strictly profit for authors and books and things?
I do a lot of nonprofit work.
Both? So you're like me. I do 50-50 because I can't spread myself too thin. But
object with me is to just get out there into as many venues as I possibly can. You know, that can't hurt.
Okay. Well, then I may bring set up something with you, with Bill, for the ACE nonprofit while we're, if we can, we can do this properly. I wouldn't mind if you guys want to help me set it up. I really need to help some of these people. It's really hard, folks. You got to understand that a lot of these people don't have really good insurance, and they have to go to dialysis, and a lot of them don't have the support getting to and from what's called Fresenius and one other in another town. There's not that many around, that, and they can't afford the $65 a day to get there when they have to go 3 days a week. So just letting you know, I don't know how to set that up yet. Bill has worked for a cancer group before, St. Jude's. And Tony, have you ever worked for a nonprofit? Or no? I've ran a nonprofit before, and
I've only run businesses.
You've run businesses, which, well, basically you
run
a business.
I've only run businesses.
People may argue with me on how the books are set up, but we have the ACE Nonprofit, Inc. We just haven't had any fundraisers yet. We've just been about letting people know, you know, sharing information, basically in social media. But now that we're, you know, information, publishing, literacy, we're set up as independent artists, writers, and performers, we're going to set up this religious organization, which I don't like the word religious, but that's what they call it under educational. Either you are or you're not. And we have the Ascension Universal Life Ministries as metaphysicians and, you know, metaphysics. And so the ACE nonprofit is metaphysical ministries. And, you know, I'm not left a choice. I'm either am or I'm not. And in order to, we can be educational, of course, but our NAICs with the government is Information Internet Publishing and Broadcasting and Web Search Portals. That's 51913. Our 7115 is Independent Artists, Writers, and Performers. And then our schools, 6114, Business Schools and Computer Management. And then our religious organizations, 8131, their Ascension Universal Life Ministries is under ACE Nonprofit, Inc. as metaphysicians, and then Dash Christ of North America based. But we're in North America. Of course, we have a lot of fae and druids that don't believe. But, you know, it's not. I'm just saying, I call myself spiritual. I'm not religious, but it's a classification coding in order to get your 501c3 to do this kind of stuff for the nonprofit. So a lot of churches do good work. A lot of them collect food and hand out clothes and all that. But we're also a civic and social organization under 8134. And then just in case we ever have people that have bookstores, well, some of them do in California, we're at 4512. And then in order to have our bookstore vendor license, like we're doing with all our independent authors, where we show up and say, okay, here's all our books. We're a vendor bookstore, which we will be in Arizona for the three-day event. We'll have our own bookstore where people will come in and buy books, and we'll run it under the ACO banner. And then what we're going to do probably is say we will give 50% of our books, if you buy them, to the nonprofit for these dialysis patients, and the board will decide how to disperse that money. But we've been asked to do that. I'm like, oh good, our first fundraiser. Now how do we do that? And the way we did it here as a fellowship with Civitan Club is you just decide who wants to help and who wants to donate. And I always say, well, I'll give 50% of whatever I do and in my books to a nonprofit. And so we finally said we'll just do our own nonprofit for fellowship, and then whenever somebody asks us to help them, we'll help them. So a lot of fun. Now, the Ascension Age, a theory shift of vibration for the new golden age, is depending on what we want to discuss. But some people are saying they're following the I Am University or Alice Bailey. And now, Tony, I've heard you talk spiritually, and we're under spiritual tonight. And this spiritual community, ACO is a spiritual community as far as I'm concerned, because I feel everything that I do has a spiritual energy undertone. And how we're going to get from point A to point B just depends on what it is we choose to do. So I just am opting in as have gone ahead and accept this expensive adventure, and that means I'm going to take all the hits on putting the money up and also the hits on if we don't make any money. So yeah, I get the assets and the liabilities. But in the future, if we grow our company and we have money to invest, as the board grows, and I'll say, do y'all want to do this next year? And if they all go, yeah, then we'll all do it, come in together. Otherwise, all I can do right now is commit us to saying, okay, we got books. If we bring them and we want to say, if you buy it at retail price, then everything above our cost will split. You know, we'll keep 50. Like, in other words, if we made $5 and it cost us $5 to make it, then it's a $10 book, right? And then I now this is my choice. I can't ask my members to do this, but I'm going to suggest it as an individual, independent contractor, say, would you like to use your book and give $2.50 towards this ACE nonprofit? And the money goes in, and then all together we would like to, we've been asked to do a fundraiser for kidney dialysis people. And would you be interested? And then we may say, okay, well, let's keep half of that in this fund for next year and, you know, give half to these people or something. I don't know. But that'll be up to the board of directors. I don't have a say-so over that. I can only suggest the first year is a trial run. And everybody knows a trial run is really, it's fun, and hopefully we were going to keep this every year. And it's the Divine Expo and the Paracon, and I can go back and research, but I was the first one marketing promoting Paracon years ago, and I think people started copying me, and it was suggested in Kentucky, so I know they did, and then I saw it copied in Tennessee and Florida because we had the Paracon, and I had a five-year schedule up, you know, printed on websites for marketing promoting over in Tennessee with a company, and I don't know if that event's still going or not. AdventureCon, if people you may know over in Knoxville, Tennessee, and anyway, we were involved with that, and of course here in Kentucky and Tennessee. So we'll have to look state by state, but now we're going to have an Arizona Paracon with our Divine Expo. It's Divine Expo and Golden Age Paracon, so paranormal stuff. So let people know, and right outside of Phoenix. It's 23 miles from the airport, and we'll have to catch a shuttle that's $45 or so just to get out there. We won't have our car. Tony, you'll drive, won't you, from San Antonio over there? So
more than likely.
Yeah. So, folks, that's what we're going to be bigging up, and from time to time on this show, you're going to hear about that. So, anyway, that's the kind of stuff you know that we are doing, and let's get on to some Curious Conscious stuff. Tony, did you have any stuff you wanted to share tonight about?
Well, I had an interesting post from somebody that is a friend of mine on Facebook. They were talking about shadow people that we see from time to time.
Oh, really? Back on the shadow people. Only the shadow knows. Really, what
yeah.
they, is this the shadow
well,
people back up?
Of course. Of course, you know, people see them from time to time, mostly out of the corner of their eye, you know, or when they just wake up out of a sound sleep, they might see them standing there, or most of the time they see a shadowy figure running or moving really fast, you know, and then they just disappear on the other side of the wall of your room. What this is, I think what it is we experience these shadow people and other experiences that we might have because we're really near at that certain point in time to the portal that exists between, that is really opened up, you know, between this world and whatever dimension that these shadow people exist in. And I think we see them as shadow people, as dark images, but I really think that it's because of the interference between whatever type of interference that might be, electrical, whatever. But I think it's because of the interference between the two existences that that make them look like shadow people here. I really don't think that these people actually are black in existence. I think they appear to be something else, but we only see them as black figures because of the interference that exists between our world and theirs.
There's an awful lot on shadow people, Psychology Today, July... I first heard about shadow people.
We're seeing more and more incidences of people seeing shadow people these days. They seem to be just only maybe as little as 8 or 9 years ago, it was a new phenomenon, and now we're basically seeing more of that than we do UFOs.
Yeah, in 2009, and I've been covering shadow people and written articles about them, but shadow people I've seen, and it's part of my existence, but I'll never forget when I was in Birmingham, Alabama one night, and I was watching shadow people build a wall, and they were like in a place in another dimension. And, of course, it's like Tony says, you always, at some point in time, if you think about it, have seen shadow people out of the corner of your eye. And some people say it's usually at night, which is odd. But I guess with the sun out, maybe we can't see them in the light.
Well,
maybe
Bonnie's actually been privy to a couple of sightings of these shadow people. And she tells me that one incident where she saw one walk across the room, you know, and it seemed like he came out of the wall and then he just walked through the wall, you know. But his appearance was within the room itself, you know. You could see the background behind the shadow person itself. And she, at that time, you know, she had the lights off and everything, and she said that as black as the room was, this entity was black enough to where it was actually blacker than the surroundings.
Well, when I saw it, it was like I had my eyes open and an energy. I couldn't sleep that night, and I remember for some reason I wound up, when West had company or something, but I was in the living room on the couch, and it was made out into the queen-size bed. But, I mean, isn't this funny? The first, I can remember it like it was yesterday, but when something like that is so prevalent and so unique, you can remember all the details.
We all experience paranormal events at certain points in time during our lives. And a lot of the paranormal experiences that we have are so subtle that we, if you don't notice it at the time and it's not predominant at the time, you may even experience it without even noticing it.
Well, there's a project for all our authors out there, our new people we're going to start recruiting, and I'm going to put a call to action here. Folks, go to socialparanormal.com, and, you know, that's our Social Paranormal magazine, and we can change it up any way you want to, and, we've still got Social Paranormal. I've still got Human Progress Report with Edward Snowden up there. We need a new article up there, folks, so Tony and Bill, I'm going to ask you to call you to action with me here. I'll do an article, if you guys will, and let's do some shadow people articles on Social Paranormal magazine, see which one does one first, or if we forget about it or don't show any interest. All we can do is suggest, folks, but I'm going to suggest let's do. I know we can have some about ascension and good stuff and angels, because a lot of people say, I don't want to do paranormal. That scares me, you know. But we need some new articles out there, and I just haven't had time. And I've had so many people say, can I write for your magazines? Oh, so many, Tony, and I just haven't had time to go back and get to them. So I'm really doing a lot. I'm covered thin. So if you guys can help me do a shadow, you can do your own research. Just go and Internet's fine. I don't know if you're even going to go out and find any books written. Of course, I could look it up real quick for folks, but I know there's plenty of websites out there covering them. Let me go to Amazon.com, and just folks, so you know, instead of going just generic Google, I'm going to go to Amazon.com, and in the big space, it says search all, because I've got an account there, but I'm going to put books. Now I'm going to put in shadow people, and see if anything comes up, so we'll know. And Social Paranormal will, yes, there's Shadow People by Peter Warlock, James Swan, excuse me, but his name says Peter Warlock in prints. March 25th has done a mass market paperback. Shadow People by C.L. Bevel, 2010. Shadow People, 2012, Scott Thomas. Listen, folks, they're getting free press, aren't they? Free press, just because Tony brought up Shadow People.
There's also a Wikipedia article on Shadow People as well.
Okay. Shadow People, who are they and where do they come from? By Dr. Terry King. A doctor wrote one. Shadow People Among Us, Darkness Walks by Jason Offit. The Djinn, J-I-N-N, Connection, the Hidden Links Between Djinns, Shadow People, ETs, Nephilim, Archons, Reptilians, and Other by Rosemary Ellen Gulley. She covers everything. The Secret War, a true story about a real alien war and shadow people. Huh, wonder how she knows that. Maybe she channeled some of that. Shadow Games by Shadow People, Encyclopedia of the Unseen World, and Who Are the Shadow People? There's plenty of books. I had no idea. I didn't know it was a niche genre, but apparently it is. There's keeps on and on. There's plenty of books out there about shadow people. So there's a huge industry that's a niche market, folks. So go check it out. And I'm going to write my own. I'll write my own shadow people experience. I'll write an article. I'm not going to write a book on it. Tony, would you want to write a book on it?
It can be done, but, yeah, I haven't really looked into the shadow people that much. I just mentioned it today because one of my friends mentioned the shadow people phenomenon.
Okay. I'm going to see if Bill is still there. Bill, are you working? He's usually working with us on the background when he doesn't have to do his own show. Bill, are you there? I'm going to put that in my room and see. Are you there, Bill? Tomorrow night we'll get to hear from Bill M. Tracer, folks, and the big after he can do a show regarding the Mid-South Conference and tell us all about it. So, oh, he's typing. He's there. He turned around from his computer and went, "Oops, I'm on." You're still there. Okay, Bill. So, folks, you can learn to do this in the chat room if you archive a lot of these archivists. I know you come and listen to us later because we get a whole lot of hits on the archives. They like to keep up and see if we're bringing them any kind of news they want to hear and share or doing something to be a part of. So, you know, they have a lot of reasons to come and listen to the archives, and especially people that are in our groups and feel like they're part of our organization and association, because we have a social network, and, of course, it didn't cost to join, like Facebook and all that. So, it's a way to keep up. And most people say, "Do you have a Facebook?" And then I have to go in because I never know which Facebooks. But, yeah, I have 13 Facebook pages under Teresa J. Morris, T.J. Morris, T.J. Thurman Morris, Teresa J. Thurman Morris, and Teresa J. Morris E.T. and T.J. Morris E.T. and all that. So there's plenty of ways to get in contact with us. Bill's looking through his files right now to see if he has anything. He doesn't even know if he's written an article. he thinks he wrote one quite some time ago that he can post for us in one of our magazines. Well, Bill, if you do, post it on Social Paranormal Magazine. I don't even know if Bill is an author. Do you, on Social Paranormal Magazine, do you know Bill? Tony, who our user, our authors are? I don't even know. I'm looking at Social Paranormal. I don't either. I'm going to go over there to social
media. I can let you talk to Bonnie. She's probably more into the shadow people than I am.
Well, does she want to come on, though?
I don't know, but I guess we can find out.
All right. Yeah. Well, ask her if she wants to come share a shadow people story, because that's tonight.
Hold on a sec.
Yeah, Bill is an author on Social Paranormal, folks. So you may find a post if Bill can find it. Bonnie is an author on Social Paranormal. So Bonnie Lenore Elliott, and she is at Lighter MD Bear, Light MD Bear, 777 at Yahoo, and she's the president of our office. Oh, there you are. Hi, Bonnie. How are you tonight?
Pretty good.
Wonderful.
Working on a cover.
Oh, you're working on a cover. Great. Well, thanks for joining us tonight. I know it's spur of the moment. I guess you're always in the background over there working. This is Bonnie Lenore Elliott. Bonnie, give us an official. I've never heard you give a real official introduction. Why don't you introduce yourself to the listening audience?
I'm Leonore Elliott, editor, writer, cover maker, trailer maker, book formatter, and basically all-around publisher now. I just joined forces with another author who's pretty big in the business, and we are now Wicked Seductions Publishing, LLC.
Wonderful.
So,
congratulations.
Yeah. And so, and we have, I don't know, about 20 authors working for us already.
Amazing.
So it's, yeah, it's gotten really big before we even, we're trying to take it slow, but, you know, we just offset each other. She does my weak spot for her strengths and vice versa. So,
well, I always bill you as
all
our authors club. I always bill you or market you as our authors club organization president for ACO, because I know you've always got plenty doing and plenty of authors out there you're working with.
I'm so, like right now, I've got 400,000 words facing me for edit right this minute. So I get to feel the pressure, you know, and authors waiting on me. Yeah, waiting on me, you know, what? It's hard to balance it all. And then I've been doing these anthologies. We've got two out now. And the second one we just put out on the 25th, and it just hit number 40 in the top 100.
Well, congratulations.
So it's only been out like 4 days. Yeah, we're like bowled over by that. Yes,
right. I hope you get to know some of our people. Because there's so many artists out there and want to be doing what you're doing, and hopefully you we're just planning this Halloween, our first meet and greet and our first Halloween party and our first presenters for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 31st, 1st, and 2nd. And, of course, you're invited, and your husband sounds like he's coming, and I said, well, bring Bonnie. And you can take your computer with you, and we can, you know, have you meet a lot of people and sign them up and
well,
show them what
like
you
fun.
Do. Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Of course, I'd want you to help recruit for the Authors Club organization. And I guess we're saying we're doing the Gold Divine Expo and the Golden Age Paracon, and the Paracon, of course, you know, it's spiritually and paranormally based, because that's what we do on the radio show, is spiritual and paranormal.
Right.
But you have paranormal romance, so all those people would be involved, we hope. And we're going to try to have the role players involved with science fiction and fantasy, but surely you could help them do their covers, right, for science fiction, fantasy people.
Oh, yeah. I've done them.
Yeah.
I've done science fiction, fantasy covers, and I've done different genres, not just the erotic.
Yeah. And
I get lots of different kinds of clients now. So.
And you know, Deborah and my husband do Westerns and murder mystery crime, right?
Sherlock Holmes. Yep, I've done Western covers as well.
Yeah, so really you're sort of, well, I'm still going to say you're the president because
I don't have anybody else.
I
don't participate much. I'm so busy that I can't even turn around half the time, or I would pay more attention to it. And
well,
like right now, I've got a little grandson that I'm, he's complaining right now, so.
Well,
his parents are cleaning the house.
Can we get you to represent some shadow people tonight? Because Tony brought that up as a topic for his Curious Conscious Club tonight. And he said you may have a shadow people's story. You got a shadow people's story?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you share that with us?
The main one is, I don't know, it was quite a while back, a long time ago, but I'll never forget it. It was in the middle of the night, and I was awake. When you have a lot of babies, you sleep light. You don't sleep heavy. And I was awake, and in our living room, no, our bedroom, that's where it was, I saw these forms, and they were so black, and our room was dark. There was no light at all. They were so dark that I could see them in the dark, meaning like there were solid black forms, but they were moving, you know, like people. They were shaped like people, and they were moving like people. And they walked from through a wall into our to our bedroom all the way through and out the other side. And there was three of them. And I just watched them move across the room, and they totally, you know, acted like they never saw me. Now, they were so solid that it wasn't like I saw they had faces. All I saw was their forms. It was like they were, like, it was just weird. I thought about it a lot later, and it was like they were moving through our dimension or something, you
that's
know?
That's what I thought. Yeah, I didn't see their, I mean, they had the form, I know they had a head, but I didn't see their face.
And they never looked at us. It was like they were just passing through, and they didn't even see us. There was no stopping, no, you know, recognition. They just walked on through. And, you know, you call them the shadow people. He knows I'm on the phone, so he wants to make a lot of noise.
Is that what is? He doesn't have
smart. Yeah, he's smart. Usually he's quiet. But anyways.
But now he knows.
Yeah, he knows I'm on the phone. No, I don't know about Grandma.
How old is he?
He's a little over two, but all in trouble because the first noise he ever made was shush. He shushes people. He's only two, and he'll shush you when you're talking. And then the first string of words was shut up. So, and he does it all the time. And he means it. He shushes you really loud if you're talking while his show's on or something. He's funny.
Yeah, he's real bonded to me, and the other one's bonded to Tony. Yeah, you
so
can
I got one,
and
he's got one.
Oh, you each take care of one.
Well, I don't know. It's just the way it happened. The first one just really connected to Tony. Ares, that's his name, named after the god of war. And he's seven, and they do everything together. They're nearly bonded at the hip. It's really, really. Yeah, I mean, they're really tight. They're like.
Will you be able to bring them out? Will you be able to bring them out? Of course, it's 7 months.
I don't know if we go somewhere. Yeah, if we go somewhere for any period of time, we have to bring them. I mean, they have their parents and the rest of the family here in the house, but we're just really, really close to them. They spend all
the
time with us.
It's just the weekend, and I'm asking both of you to be working, so it may be a working vacation for you guys to get away. You may have to get somebody to watch them for just that weekend. It's just
now, you know, maybe next time I can tell you stories about Tony's astral travels.
Okay. Sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's like, these days, you know, he's into a lot of the political and the world happenings, and I'm glad someone is, because I pay attention, but I really don't want to, you know?
Right.
And a lot of those things to me is like a big, giant international soap opera or something. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's always dirty deeds, and people are attacking the president, and then, you know, I mean, other countries are saying this, and people are doing that, and Tony keeps an eye on it, and he's, you know, really knows everything there is to know about what's going on in the world at almost any given time, which is pretty impressive. I'm not putting it down. I'm just saying that I don't have as much interest in that area, but I know that your show is a paranormal show. And the thing is, he's a lot more, yes, he's a lot, or spirituality, cosmos, you know, that kind of thing. He's a lot more knowledgeable than he lets on about that stuff.
Apparently,
he's a lot
yeah.
more spiritual than he lets on as well. But, I mean, if he would have explored it more or allowed himself to be more open about it, he could be really powerful.
Well, hopefully he is really powerful, but
he doesn't use it. You know, he doesn't explore and doesn't
what
use it.
What do you think about being in charge of a planning committee for his area, since he's the regional director for this big, helping us with this big undertaking? It's huge. out this very expensive plush place. Do you think he could be like helping get the planning committee going for all these things? Or I've sort of roped him into the press part, and he's saying he can help with the food part too. And I don't know how much he can bite off, but how many people he can be in charge of, you know, or how many people, because they're all volunteers.
You know, we're the busiest grandparents you know. We're the busiest parents anybody knows. We're busier than our kids are. It's horrible. I mean, you know, we're supposed to be getting, you know, slowing down, and we're so busy.
And you're speeding
up. I mean,
we
barely have time to turn around. It's something. It really is. And then now he's gone back to a day job.
Oh, really? What's
despite
he,
everybody,
is he helping?
Yeah.
Caregiver or construction?
He's in nursing.
Both? Nursing,
he's in nursing, yeah. He's, you know, he's terribly gifted at that. He really
that's
is.
That's wonderful. Caregivers, that's one of our specialties. Yeah,
well,
caregiving.
He's gifted in it. He plays all that down, but he's been said to be gifted by nurses and directors of nurses and administrators of hospitals all over the country. It's
wonderful.
Been said about him many, many times. It's gifted. No, he has an ability to handle, like, Alzheimer's patients and actually make them focus to get
things
done.
Well, I hope
he'll
be able to get off on that weekend. He sounded pumped, like he was excited. We were having this first annual get-together for everybody, you know, and he is the director. Of course, we've got your name, too, for Texas with him. So, you know, if you guys want to show up, but, you know, directorship, for Texas, you only have for Texas right now, but I'd love for you to show up, and, of course, if he can show up and help with a committee, that's even better. And
yeah.
If you can show up and help us, I think it'll be beneficial to our group.
You know, a lot of his friends
company.
Are all over the world that, you know.
Yeah. He's
he has
quite
a lot
social
of friends
networker.
That are in foreign countries, yeah. I'm not sure about. I mean, he has people in the Philippines, and he has people in Italy, and he has people. There, a lot of them are in foreign countries. His, you know, people that would be good for that committee or would be good to go with him. It's too bad because they're all way too far away.
Well, yeah, because they have to play to come in this year, but they can plan it for the next year. If you know, they'll have a year and 7 months. This year, I just decided to do it myself. And announce it tonight.
Well, yeah, you do have to have some months to, like, I'm planning on going to NOLA, to the Author Reader Con in August.
Oh, where
and
is
I had
that?
To decide that. Yeah, I had to decide that several months ago, even though.
Yeah,
because
I'm thinking
up.
You got to budget your money and look at what.
Yeah,
it costs
no, you
got to
register
and
pay for registration and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, and
so,
we haven't even set that up yet. I just agreed. What happened is another person was advertising it for months, but his backer pulled out because of lack of speakers or something. You know, we all have our own agenda. We got to have something. But I said, well, you know, I just agreed. I said, well, if we change it up and we can have a Halloween party with people show up and then have a psychic fair, then I'd be willing to do it. But we have to have a way to have people come and make money or reason to show up, not just authors at that expensive a venue, because we're building our authors club, and it takes people. And I didn't know, and I said, and the only author club person I have, of course, I gave her the title of president last year, but we haven't had time to really work on it. Because she specializes mainly in paranormal, and she's trying to build up her own business, you know, rather than just socializing a committee for the Authors Club organization. Plus, she started one other one, but I said, but I can talk to her about it, but it's not enough. So I said, well, we can do this for sci-fi, fantasy, role-playing, and our fae people Friday night, and then Saturday have the psychic fair, people coming in and advertising the local paper, and bring in all the psychics, and Sunday he wants to do an award thing and, you know, have a spiritual day on Sunday. And so we're going to try to fill it all up, and then anybody that comes and participates with a vending table with their books and what all they're doing, they will get to be a lecturer 50 minutes. We can't get everybody, but we're going to have the directors to choose which can speak on certain topics to highlight showcase, right, with their picture and their bio and all that. And we're going to work on that with various people, artists, videographers, and but there's so many people in Arizona and California that they're close that will want to come there. It'll be saturated with those type of people, and it's going to be very inexpensive to get in, you know, for the public, and it'll be, of course, be free to the public. The art will be free because we have so many snowbirds that just come there. A lot of senior citizens will want to come and look at the artwork, and then they can peruse all the people's books in the vendor room and all that. So it's going to be fun, and I'm sure we'll be swamped for that period of time. Our group is ACO, and of course we don't. You know, I'll have to put up the money for it, but for the ACE nonprofit, I'm thinking about getting the directors involved there so they can market what they do, but also maybe suggest they give a percentage of their book sales to this ACE nonprofit to keep it going. And I'd like to see us do something, and we've been asked to help fundraise for some dialysis patients. So I thought, well, that's a way too. So it's all happening this year, folks, one blah, blah, blah. But Bonnie, if you can help get you a brochure, I know you don't need any work right now, but if you can get your business card and brochures worked up, maybe you can get more people helping you. You know, if you really get over.
Well, I have. I hired a proofer.
Wonderful.
So I do have, you know, a proofer, and then I'm about to hire a copy line editor. So.
Good.
Yeah. It's starting
well,
to
I know
roll.
People are asking me if I know somebody that can proofread, and we always had three people. I told you look at it, and so.
Well,
and,
you know the rates for that stuff is outrageous.
It is.
Yeah, I looked it up for a while when I knew I had so many jobs, and proofing is like the last stage of editing, and I've already gone over it with like five different levels of editing, so. It's hard for me to catch the proofing a lot, you know?
Yeah. And now here's what I've got. People are asking me when I can get their book done, and they want me to promise that I'll have it proofed within 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I hear this stuff
like,
all the time.
Okay. I'm behind.
Deadline. That's
right.
All I deal with. That's all I think about half the time is deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's
so I'm behind
the meaning
on
the
proofread. Bill just got his done, and he did his own artwork. He's a digital artist. He's in our chat room. You can't see him. But hopefully Bill's going to come out and help us with this big annual meeting so our board of directors can vote on money in the future and officers and all that. But each
That's
state
what
is responsible.
That's what he does. You just have to keep with it and keep at it. That's
yeah.
the way you build it.
Well,
there's,
once a
you know,
year,
if
we
don't do
one
it, it's
big
never going to get done.
If we build one big expo and have everybody come bring their wares, their products, and their services in our organization, and we have so many social networking things, then none of us have met, none of us have done a fundraiser together, none of us has tried to come together because we're all on Facebook and all that, but we have to have once a year where I'm going to say, okay.
Yeah, it'll be
if
awesome.
You guys come once a year, be a paid business vacation. You know, it's your business, your independence, so you can write your expenses off. But you can come and meet your peers and let people know what you do, and they'll probably use your services because they're going to know you already. They're in our group, our association, you know. And meet each other. And
I would
by the
more
way,
than likely go. I would more than likely go and assist Tony. I don't. I have so much word of mouth business.
Yeah.
I accept jobs when I even shouldn't. Really.
Yeah.
Tell people. Look, it's going to be. I'm starting to tell people. Well, it's going to be another 6 weeks before I can. No,
but
and I never did
good,
that before. It used to be like
you would be a good speaker though. Because are a good workshop person to give a workshop, and people are going to pay for these workshops. So you and your partner could present a workshop. So
well,
that would help you pay for your room or
then
part of
your. I
would
help Tony out in whatever it is you and him.
Oh, that's good.
Decided. Well, that's what I need.
Yeah, he's
going to
help
not to
build up the magazine.
For my business.
he's going to help build up the magazines and the press corps and help get articles written because he likes to
do
that.
I would like go and advertise, you know, maybe your whole club or a charity part of it. I'm real good at that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll.
What I mean is, I wouldn't need to further my own business.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
need to. Yeah, I get mine's like I've already gotten a built up chain of clients that, you know, work me on series books, and it seems like a cycle thing where. Hi.
Well,
sorry. A cycle
well,
thing where, you know, I've got so many series going that I have a book at all. I have a book going at all times.
So
you know?
Many independents I have with in my groups. And I'll say, well, this will help your business. They're like, oh, God, I'm so far behind. I'm like, oh, so you're like me. So many people are so far behind, if they'll get the work done, they can get paid for it. It's like being a painter or a contractor. It's like if I can catch up in the,
that's
in
right,
the business.
That's right.
Then
well,
I
now,
get
most of
work
the time I get,
for.
See, now my problem is I get my money up front. And so I owe a lot of people the work.
Oh,
so
I didn't
I'm,
know that you get
like,
paid on the.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you get. Do you get half of it
when
or
I
all
first
of it?
Started out, I got when I first got it out, I got burned a couple times, and so I just made it where I told them, well, it's got to be upfront in PayPal, or like a big project, and they couldn't afford it all upfront. I do half, and then half when I'm done.
Yeah.
So,
well, my fee is
or I work
my
out payments
expensive, but it's
for people
companies.
Who really
that
can't
5,
afford
000.
It.
I asked
for
5,000
they're starving artists, I help them out. And
yeah.
So I, but no, a lot of it I get up front. So I
yeah.
feel the pressure of
but
owing
it got
them,
hard
you
there,
know?
Bonnie. It got hard for me to get my money up front for consulting fees, you know, but a lot of companies
see
what I do. Yeah. It's hard. So I started doing a lot of free consulting, and then I'm getting pulled into these projects.
See the thing about what I do.
Time. Right, and
the
then you're like, oh my
and the,
God.
And the main part about what I do, the main center of it, is I help these authors to achieve their dream. That's what I'm doing. Or I get what I call newbies, and they've always
yeah.
wanted to be an author. They always wanted to get a book out, and I take it and I make it into a book, and then I help them put it out there.
Well, my heart.
So
you
they
you've
they
got
will
to
save money for it. They will set aside. Their husbands will pay. They will pay when they get their paycheck. Because that's why I keep doing it, and I keep inspired all the time, regardless of how pressurizing it is and how sometimes the business can be pretty crappy. I keep my inspiration because I'm constantly helping somebody.
Well, let me know when you have some downtime.
So
I'm still waiting on you to work
What's
on
that?
My husband's book. I'm still waiting for you to get to my husband's book.
I know. I'm constantly backed up. And it
yeah.
seems like, you know, I'll catch up and three more jobs are coming up or it's time for, or I'm doing edit rounds and it went out to the author and it comes back around to me. It's like, so sometimes I'll be overwhelmed because something comes back, you know.
Yeah.
And I
well,
get
let me know when you get time to do
it.
His. He wants his, I want his out for the conference, so I'll have to send you. You'll have to let me know what it is that you need for the proofing or whatever and send it. And because you said it was a good book. You said you had a chance to peruse it and look at it. So you don't even remember which one I sent you off of Lulu, but I had already published it. But I wanted you to proof it and maybe do a better cover, you know, or something. But
yeah.
I don't even remember which one it was now. But he talked
to
me about it. Anyway, he's written.
I don't either
written,
now.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. But he's selling his books on Lulu, so I guess it's okay. It's just it could be better. I think there was some typos or something in it. And I didn't have time to do it. I just published it for him, and we need to do that. So, but anyway, I'll get back with you on his. And then I've got one I want you to do a cover for, which is going to be I'm going to introduce it with your cover on it at this conference. So I'll probably
oh, really?
Do a big screen of it. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a big, big deal. I'll probably do it in my presentation, and it'll hit the big screen, one on each side of the room. Whoa,
ooh,
there
and
it
I'll
is.
Have to leave out of embarrassment now. I'll be on there.
I'll have to do
for me, and I won't be in the room.
Yeah. Bill and I did one together already just to get the it's beautiful, and I'm going to use it as the guide for Ascension Masters. And mm-hmm. he had done it. It's one of his older – he's in the chat room, Bill M. Tracer. You'll meet him. He's a digital artist, and he's a panel discussion person, so he'll be on panels for art. He may even be able to teach a digital art class.
Him and I will have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, because his book, his picture, but I want him to do one for me personally, just for me, like, you know, you, and so I can say, and here's my other book, but right now I've got one or two that he's done for me to use, and or at least one. Maybe he's got two. No, here's Taken Up. We did his one of his art. He's got an artwork. I'm holding the book called Taken Up. So, folks, if you buy Taken Up, that is Bill M. Tracer's artwork, and it's beautiful, Bonnie. He didn't do it for me. He did it for his own artwork, but he let me use it, and he didn't charge me because it was already done, cover art, you know. So he gets a credit on the book, and I've got Taken Up. That's Bill M. Tracer. And then isn't that what you do? I put in there cover art by Bill M. Tracer, right? He did it. And you get credit for your artwork, don't you? You get a cover art by...
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because it's in the copyright. Cover art by Bill M. Tracer.
Usually it's Wicked Muse Productions when I get
Oh, you
my
use
credit.
Wicked Muse, so we won't see your name. We'll see your company.
Ah,
well, he gets personal credit, cover art by Bill M. Tracer, Cordova, Tennessee, or TNUSA. So he got credit on my Taken Up book with my husband by Teresa J. Morris and Thomas R. Morris. So people, be sure and pick up Taken Up out there. Go to Amazon.com. It's an e-book, too. And, Bonnie, I want to tell you, I bought one of your books, a 99-cent one, that time you came on the show. I went that night and bought it immediately.
Uh-oh. Was it one of my racing ones?
It was only 99 cents. It was,
did you read it?
Oh, wait,
yeah.
It wasn't the night you came on. No, your husband came on and marketed it for you. You'll have to ask. It was the one you did with two or three other girls, and he wanted me to send you something and get you involved, and he was going to talk to you and have you call me the next day, and you didn't, so I figured he forgot and didn't get around to it.
Well,
it was
this is
for us,
me.
Me and Bill and him, and to share as a fundraiser to get the ACE nonprofit going, the nonprofit.
Oh.
It was his idea. So, see, he's already volunteered you on one of the shows.
Really, I'm glad that he tells me this stuff.
And you didn't
you
even know.
You think after 32 years we communicate a little bit better. No, we're too busy. We're just too busy. I think that's what
it
is.
Oh, it's funny. So I got your 99-cent one, and I didn't read the whole book, but I read yours. And now I've forgotten. It's been a month or two ago. Bill Tracer may remember because Bill was talking. It must have been two and a half months ago or so.
Well,
anyway,
now
right
I have
after,
24 books out, so and you have me wondering what book it was. What was it
about?
Yeah,
well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go. I don't know where they go once you buy them. I found it, and I went to it that night, and I haven't been able to find it
They're in your Kindle library.
Oh, in my Kindle
library.
You
got a Kindle? Yeah,
I guess.
In the Kindle library.
Okay, Amazon.com. Oh, mm-hmm. Well, I could go. Okay, where do I find it? I'm on Amazon. Is that where my Kindle library is? Folks, you can learn with me here. We're going to find out what book Teresa J. Martin
bought. You're going on
Bonnie
on your
Elliott.
PC.
I'm on my computer, because I'm having to run this show from my computer where all the buttons are. But so Bill M. Tracer knows, too. I'll market his books and Tony's books. But tell me, where do I go buy this? This book's already, it was only 99 cents, folks.
Yeah, I've got a lot of them at 99 cents, though. So.
Yeah, it was great. They're short stories.
Most
and
all of them
I've
got it.
I wanted to see what Tony was talking about, and... it was a little racy, but not much. Each girl put in a little racy thingy. You know, I'm not normally into the paranormal romance stuff, but I wanted to see the style he was talking about. So I still have to go back and read the stories now because I'm curious as to how you girls do this paranormal romance. But he was saying it was like a trilogy or something. But walk me through this, Bonnie. Folks, if you're into Kindle, apparently we have Kindle libraries. So where is it, Bonnie? Where do I go find this book again? I didn't even know how to get to it, folks. I'm not, should be, but I stay so busy. So
what I got to understand is when you bought it, what did you download it to? Your computer?
Uh-huh, my computer.
Right. So what would you read it with? Do you have a Kindle for PC? For your computer?
It's on my, I don't know. I read it on my, I've got this, it's a one-piece thing. It's a computer, Windows 7. I'm looking at it. I had a little one, but I gave it
so
away.
So if you downloaded it to computer, it should be on your computer.
Yeah, it's on my computer, okay.
Right.
So where would it be?
And what program do you use to look at it, to read it?
I don't know. I have no clue. I don't know.
Because, see, on Amazon, they have a free for the Kindle, free for your PC Kindle reader.
I don't know.
You can
I just
get
used
right
my
from
credit
Amazon.
Card. I just did what it told me to do. Maybe if I go through the process again, right?
Well, I'm wondering that is on your computer, there must be a way to read this Kindle book. You must have something, some program.
Kindle
to read
e-reader.
It.
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't. All right. Well, anyway, folks, so you can know, I'm going to go. It'll probably tell me I already bought it or something. Let me go into
it
books.
Will.
All right. I'm going to go to books.
Well, you
got to
tell me what
then,
the book was about. Like,
I'm going to put in Lodore.
Like I said, I got like 24 or 25 books.
I'll probably have. I'm going to owe Bill, but Bill, I'll do yours tomorrow night because. Folks, we're going to learn how to do this together, okay? It says Lenore Elliott, and your name comes up, or it says Lenore Elliott Velvet Series. It wasn't
uh-huh.
that. It was the one you did with other girls, and he was telling me that we need
anthology.
To do this.
Stranded with a Billionaire?
Yeah, that's the one.
That
it?
Book is really selling. My God. Really selling a lot. And you know what?
Elliott.
It did something that I haven't seen any of my friends do or any of the authors I know, and I know several hundred. It's selling in the UK like crazy. Usually we don't sell anything in the UK.
Stranded with a Billionaire. That's
yeah.
it. And I bought it for 99 cents.
Yeah, and it
now.
Was just a book that was just to entertain mainly. The stories were... semi-serious to just, mine was totally a quirky story. I just had fun with it.
Lucky
we just
Break
came out.
Your...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. About
I
a girl
Lucky...
who just kind of stumbles yep. through her life and can't keep a job and can't keep a place to live. And she's constantly, and she tries to keep her chin up about it and makes jokes constantly through the book. But, and then she
it's
takes
letting
the job
me read
as a messenger.
Right online. It must be because I bought
right.
it, huh? So
yes.
It's letting me read it. So it must be because I bought it, because it's letting me read the whole All Rights Reserved all the way down
well, yeah,
to it.
Yeah, so that was the first anthology we did, and we just came out with Hot Soldiers.
So it's letting me read it
like
right
said,
online
4 days
on
ago.
Amazon. Just so you know, it's on. It says Amazon.com, Stranded Billionaire Box. So
you're reading
it
on your cloud reader.
Okay. All right, because all I
yeah,
did is go to that's Amazon.
That's your cloud reader.
A
that's
cloud
your Amazon
reader.
Cloud. Yes,
oh,
ma'am.
My Amazon Cloud. Okay.
Uh huh.
Well, I didn't know what I am. What? So I'm reading it on Amazon right now, and it's chapter 1, 2, 3. So I'm on the Amazon Cloud. What is the Amazon Cloud reader? What is that?
It provides. It's something they've come up with so that you know.
I can read
you don't
my
necessarily
book.
Have to download it to your Kindle. See, most of these women that buy these books. They have their Kindle readers, and they download it to their computer, and I think they use an SP probably or
my mother
Kindle
had one
is
of those.
Connected to the yeah Kindle's connected to the internet, so you know it just pops
so
right
Bill
onto
has
your
one.
Kindle. Yeah,
Bill has a Kindle reader, so now
the Kindle
so now people
the
know
net.
They can read books right on their computers, buy it whether it's Kindle or not. I just bought her 99-cent book, folks. And Bonnie is who's on right now, And she's wrote Stranded with a Billionaire box set Kindle edition. And I got it.
Well, what it is that we got authors together from a group that I formed a year ago.
Okay.
Wicked Women Readers and Authors. We're Wicked Women. My nickname is Wicked Leonore, has been for about 4 years. Some of my people online just call me Wicked for short.
Well, this girl's wrong for Mrs. Wright, Serafina Donovan. So
that
you can let her know
she's on
the show.
She is the one I'm partnered with.
All right.
The girl
cover
has bestsellers.
It says cover art and book design by Wicked Muse Productions.
Okay, I put the whole anthology together. It was
Stranded with a Billionaire.
I edited every story and formatted them and laid them into that design. And you should see the Hot Soldiers. See, it's a more serious anthology where the stories are, you know, either your soldier's over there or you just met him or you got involved with him and he had been injured. Or he has bad memories from the conflict he was in, losing his friends and that kind of thing. Every story is different.
We're fixing to go offline, folks, but we're going to stay a few minutes over real quick just so we can work this out. But this is Bonnie Lenore Elliott, Tony R. Elliott's Curious Conscious Club tonight, and we're talking about the ACO Club. And if you want to be involved with us, and we'll get you doing some articles on our websites. Check out anewnews.com, socialparanormal.com, americannewsmagazine.com. Those three for right now. We've got others, too. But,
well, I better put Tony back on then.
Well, yeah, we've only got a few minutes. So,
okay.
Bonnie, I want to talk to you more about this that you do. So after Tony, I want you to come back on, but we'll be in the archive. People can still hear it, just not live. So let Tony say goodnight, and then we'll get back to you. You want to let Tony say? Okay.
Hey, yes, we'll say goodnight.
Yes.
We're fixing to be off live. If you want to say goodnight, we got 30 seconds. You want to say goodnight?
All right. Well, goodnight, everybody, and see you next time.
Okay, and we'll go. We got 10 seconds, it says. So we'll go offline. Tony, if you don't mind, let's stay a few minutes, and people can still hear it in the archive. And let's talk about this idea you had for the ACE nonprofit to help get this company going for the nonprofit. I was talking to her about this Stranded with a Billionaire. I didn't even know what to call it. I'm reading it on my cloud reader. I didn't even know I had one. But I bought it after you told us about it. It would be a good way for us to get several of our authors together and do a trilogy. But it could be me, you, and Bill write a short story as a trilogy, and then maybe she'll box it and put a cover on it for us. Or if she wants to add the story and do what she did, if she has time. But she said she may help us with our nonprofit over there, so maybe she'll come and do that, right?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Like I said, it can only it will sell. I don't know what it is about trilogies and everything like that, but that seems to be the hot thing in books today.
Okay. Well, I sent you something. I don't know if you ever got it. It may not be proper, so we may have to do something else. It was on ET stuff, but I sent you something to get started to you and her both, but you may not have had time to look at it. But anyway, this is something, it'll be an archive now, folks. Bill had to go, but Bill said if he did it, he would probably use a pen name, another name, if we want to do paranormal romance only. But you said we could do a trilogy on anything, but I think it's like hers. She's got a main topic.
I think when we, I don't know. That's we'd have to discuss that. The same topic could be very interesting and could draw a lot of people. But my idea was more like having each of us do something special as to what we're into. Because we all have our different, you know, we all have our genres and our fans, and we need to do something that we specialize in, you know, on an individual basis.
And then you said whether we decide if it's fiction or nonfiction too, if we want to do something for our organization, if we're going to teach stuff, how to be writers or how to join our group. It could be how to, or to join us, or join it. You know, I've got the How to Social Network Metaphysics, already written on Amazon, but that's just our articles and bylaws. And, you know, we want you to be a author, come join us kind of stuff, you know, or be in our group. But
right.
To be a something, we'd want something that would sell at the conference and really market and promote it, and hopefully say 50% of it's going to our nonprofit direct. So the each author would just get 50% and maybe put the other part in our slush fund for the next year, right, or whatever.
Sure.
So
yeah,
can you whip something together? I mean, if you and Bonnie say you'll do it by October, we got 7 months to get it printed. But
well, let's see. I between you and me and Bill, perhaps Tommy might be interested as well. We might be able to grab a few authors and get them interested in this, and get them lined up for it.
Janet said she may be interested, but she wants us to tell her what we want her to do, and then she'll write it. So,
well, yeah, like I said, we'll have to discuss what we want to do with our first one. Personally, I think the first one should be, like I was mentioning before, in accordance with what our own genres are. You know, I mean, we all sort of bleed over and we're involved in basically the same thing. But we all specialize. You know, you specialize in certain topics, and as well as I, and Bill as well. And I think we need to concentrate on that for the first one.
Okay. Well, yeah, this is a T.J. Mars ET show, but I've sort of let
and you
each
know,
person
your idea for a nonfiction would be great as well, I think.
Well, because we're doing this in 7 months, we can work, besides marketing and doing the committee. But she said she may come and not have to market her business, but she may market or help us with the nonprofit. So that would be the perfect way to draw her in, is to get her to promote this book and tell them that 50% of it's going to the physical nonprofit, right? But we have her cover, and she's the president of the Authors Club, in other words, keeping us together when we're not doing radio and everything else, our daily lives. But, you know, go as the president, and here's the book they did to raise money, and you too can raise money for your charity, whatever your charity is, you know.
Right.
But we can say that we published it as the ACE Nonprofit Inc. or something, but I don't know, because you'll be representing profit side, the ACO Corps. Even though our magazines are free to the public, they're for literacy and education. They're out there providing information. So maybe you can think about it, because we probably need to pull this whole thing together, and you're probably the perfect one to pull it together.
Yeah, first of all, what we need to do is we need to get together and decide on the topic of this first work. Once we get decided on that. Okay. Well, then I'll let you know tomorrow.
Okay.
But what
well,
I'm saying
what
is,
with,
what I'm,
with
if
Bonnie,
we,
but
we
I
need
really
to get
want
the
you,
topic.
I want
right,
you to
we
do
need,
this
really,
with Bonnie. Tell Bonnie
really
that this
get,
will be something we'll represent at the show.
Well, yeah, that's one thing that I had in mind in the first place. But,
oh, okay.
We need to. We're going to get a topic down, and once we get the topic down, then we'll free ourselves up to go out and find interested writers and authors.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good. But we need to do this quickly and get each person to contribute if they're going to come to the show and introduce them there, and we're all working on this one project together for our Authors Club organization on the profit side, and 50% of it's going to our nonprofit for whatever we all decide. And I've just been asked to help with a fundraiser for the kidney dialysis people. But each person can, as directors running a nonprofit, then it's like you said, it has to be a joint venture with a quorum, and three-fourths has to be there, and the majority rules and all that, right? So
right.
I guess this could be our first directors
and it would nonprofit be a big shot,
fundraiser.
It would be a big shot in the arm for in the financial aspects of everything, too.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't you head up the with the Southwest Region, our ACE Nonprofit, Inc., and I'll just appoint you because we don't have anybody in it right now other than directors with Bill, and Bill's the vice president of the ACE Nonprofit, Inc. So can you be the treasurer person
well,
and
we
her
can,
be
yeah.
the secretary? She could
sure,
be
we'll
the...
we'll straighten all of that out. You can
okay.
Straighten all that out in an email to me. I'll assuredly see it and take care of
well,
it
yeah.
after. Yeah.
Okay, I've got
sure.
the federal ID number for the ACE Nonprofit, Inc., and Tommy and Janet aren't involved with that, but they're directors of the... She's in charge of the Ascension Center organization, and he's in charge of the ACE Folklife. Now, they are part of that, according to the ACE Nonprofit bylaws. If you want to go read it on ACE Nonprofit, Inc.,
uh-huh.
and pull that up as a website.
All right.
And that's ACE Nonprofit, Inc., and I guess you'll be the president or chairman of committee of the fundraiser and also be, we'll have to set up, I use U.S. Bank, and ACE Nonprofit, Inc., and then I'll need a signer on the account, and we can have a minimum of 2 signatures since it's a nonprofit, the ACE Nonprofit, Inc., right? But go to it, look at it, ACE Nonprofit, Inc., it's not bad looking, and then we'll have our first annual board meeting when we meet each other. And we'll have to have a quorum, but me, you, Bonnie, Tom may or may not come, and Bill will be there. So we'll, we're in nature. We'll have it all pulled together. I was supposed to have all this figured out, but I hadn't had a fundraiser to do, so now we have a purpose in life.
Well,
right?
we're just getting around to the financial aspects of everything now. And
right.
I think if we handle it right, it'll turn out fabulous.
Great. All right. Well, you represent ACE Nonprofit, Inc. with Bill and me and Bonnie, and she said she'd probably show up and do the nonprofit, so there you go. That gives her a purpose. And then you had the idea for the first fundraiser, how to bring money into this, and the Southwest region in Arizona, we're having the fundraiser for the get-together so we can all meet for the board meeting. So that works out good. We'll have our board meeting Thursday night at the meet and greet, and then we'll have official. They have a board meeting that seats 12, but I can't imagine us having more than 12 people Thursday night for the governing board, governing council meeting. Can you?
Uh-huh.
I mean, 12's plenty. We don't have that many. We've got you, Bonnie, me, Tom, Bill, Janet, her husband, Tommy, and Andrew. That's 9 people. So plan on 9 people for the board at the first huge, gigantic thing. And even though I'm chairman, I'll turn the floor over to you and let you conduct the meeting. Is that okay?
Sure.
And then by that time, you can hold up the first book that we're presenting as our fundraiser, and 50% of it's going to our nonprofit for authors and...
I think everybody's going to be surprised at how well these do in sales.
Okay.
I really do. I really see that. I really think this is going to work out above and beyond everybody's expectations. I think once you get this many people involved in one project like this and you have a publication like this, I think it's just unreal, and your expectations will be above and beyond what you thought that you could do.
Okay, well, now can you split hats and help me run the ACO and the ACE as like I do? Because that way you can help me on the side of the actual meeting and also on the not. In other words, I'm going to have to wear both hats.
Yeah, what we'll do is just do what we have to do to make things happen.
Okay. All right. Sounds good to me. Now, we're going to have producers over from Go Soul First. You know, Paul has produced with Ron Howard, you know, Opie, which I didn't get to tell Bonnie, but you'll get to meet Paul. And he did Apollo 13, and he did The Nutty Professor with Eddie Murphy, and Tom Hanks did Apollo 13. So tell Bonnie that, and he'll be coming over, and, you know, they're always looking to help the film schools, and he works with the film school in L.A., and we're going to go over in California and do this conference again. So I'll need you, but I'm going to try to do it on the weekend when you're not working, you know, when you can get off. We're only going to do, like, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, or maybe only Saturday, Sunday in L.A., because too many people have to work for a living. But sometimes if it's a business, they can get off for a conference, especially if they have to help manage it, a committee, right, governing. So, but anyway, that'll be great. And sorry to pop all this on you, but I just agreed to do it today.
I do work right now, but I don't expect to have to do that any longer than the next month.
Okay. Well, you know, if you know that you're working and you get a job in October, I can tell you that it'll be Halloween and the 1st and the 2nd. So put that on your calendar.
Also, we need
that's
to get
a work weekend.
Also, we need, I need to know the specifics on the Ozark.
Oh,
little
okay.
Ozark kept together there, too.
Okay. That, if you go to Divine Expo, well, I'll do it for you right now so you don't have to, and I will get that ticket for you with Andrew, the one that's already been on the radio with you. So let me look that up. Oh, I had all those on the main page. ACO, let me find the Ozark. So you're going to go and be our conference guy and handle the press and cover these in person. And this will be great because you and Andrew can get to know each other because he's got the room and he wants whoever comes and covers it for us to share the room with him because he's got the free ticket, but they have to split the room charge, which it makes it only, they're only $70, but that's $35 apiece, right? And, of course, you'll have to have your meals. But they're not giving anything but the free ticket. But they're expensive as crap, too, most of these things. But, well, Divine Expo. I'm on Divine Expo, and what I'm going to do is have to go in the back door because I don't see, I can't remember what it's called, embarrassingly enough. I have to do everything by websites, folks, because, and then I can't, I had all the conferences I was marketing and promoting on the top, but I switched menus on the top of this particular website, Divine Expo. But you need to write down Ace Nonprofit Inc., because I really need you to head that up for me, as, you know, Bill's a vice president, and I need a vice president, secretary, treasurer kind of person to help me on the nonprofit that talks separately from me, but shows that we're doing. But I still need your help on the press corps too, the ACO. Let me go into this menu. So, but you're an independent contractor, and you can do that. And if we ever make any money, I'll send you a 1099. In the beginning, but home mission, I'm going to change. I've got to change the menu. That's what I'm doing, and then I'll tell you the name of this. Oh, wait. Let's see. Wait. Change main menu top. Okay, I have to switch that just so I can see. It's embarrassing to say I don't know. I call it the Ozark, but apparently I pulled up Ozark Paracon, and we can see when that is. Maybe you could cover that too, but that's. But they don't have anything up to tell me about it yet, so it must, it's their second annual. I think it's in October. But anyway, now let me go over here to Divine Expo, Divine Encounters, and I'm going to pull up, I have to refresh because I had to change the menu so I can find all the, okay, did I not do it? Oh, man. Well, I didn't do it right. I have to go back in menus. Maybe I can read it off of menu one, main menu. Oh, main menu top, maybe. Let me see. Select. That's what I do. I have to select it. You leave out one button on these things, and okay. Galaxy Conference, Mid-South Con. We just did that. New Life Expo. Ozark UFO Conference. Okay, now I know the name. I want to go to the link. Well, that's simple. I should have known it, but I swear I didn't because I just put in Ozark. Ozark UFO. I know it's Dolores Cannon that does it. I'm going to have you write down the dates. Ozark UFO Conference. Ozark, here it is, 2014 in Eureka Springs. It's the 27th annual. Their 27th year, and we're starting our first year. So a lot of these people are getting older and all of that. But it's April 11th through the 13th, so two weekends from now. April 11th, I'll tell you what day that is. You may be working. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, just like we're doing in Arizona. April 11th, 12th, and 13th. Now, Andrew Aloha, I'll have to get, he wanted me to go, and my car's broken, and I just can't get over there right now with my, I've got too much on my plate. But if you'll go and cover that conference and represent us and tell them about our Halloween first and second with Andrew, and you can help with the ACO Press Corps, represent ACO, cover it for our radio show and our magazines. Look for us some more article people. And cover the ACE Nonprofit Inc. Tell them about our first fundraiser and we're doing some books and things like that. I know you know what to say. That's not the problem. Now, what else was I supposed to do? I'm looking for something. I gave you the ACE. Oh, let me look up. Spiritual Image, folks, is you'll be hearing a lot about Andrew being a part of our group, Spiritual Image Productions. Now, let me go over there to his, Spiritual Image Productions, and that's Andrew. He came on our show last weekend with Tony. Now we're seeing that there's more. Say you come on a radio show and all of a sudden you're getting all involved with us, you know. So Andrew Aloha is Andrew Trivino, T-R-I-V-I-N-O. He's I think he was born in Texas, Slayton, Texas. So here's his phone number, Tony, to write down. And you can call
all right.
him. It's still early there. The number is 928-310-1700. And he was on the show, and you can introduce yourself. You know, you may remember me. I'm Tony R. Elliott with the ACO and Blog Talk Radio, our TJ Mars ET radio show. But, you know, I represent the ACO Core Press, and we're talking about ACE Nonprofit Inc. And Teresa said she can't make the Ozark, but volunteered her ticket to me. And I'm sure he'll
okay, give me the last four of that phone number again.
Okay, 1700.
1700.
And he doesn't like to use Trivino. He doesn't want to use Trivino, except in the agreement and the bank account. But he uses Andrew Aloha. That's his pen name and his show name. Spiritual Image Productions is his company. And he and I are doing a joint venture to do this big production. But right now, even though it's 7 months, I'm going, geez, it's a huge undertaking. But we're only going to do one a year ourselves, and then we'll go cover other conferences. But he and Janet want to do one every 3 months or so. Anyway, we may. But I've got to do one in California. I've got projects this year. But this will be plenty on your plate, right, to help get this nonprofit going, plus the profit. But we
right.
got the ACO Core Press, 928-310-1700. And Andrew Aloha, he was on our show last week. And it's still time. It's 10:20. It's 9:20 there. And he may have a show tonight because he's on Blog Talk Radio, too.
Well, I'll tell you what, put this information into an email and send it over.
You want me to send it to him or send it to you? Or send it to both
to
of
me.
You?
So
you
can send one of them as well if you want to. You already know my phone number, right?
Well, I can see it and write it down, but let me, all right, let me do that. And I'm always networking, and I never seem to have enough paper near me or book, and I don't use a Palm Pilot anymore, so I need to get a Palm Pilot back. I'll get one. I've got one of those phones, like a BlackBerry.
BlackBerry?
And, yeah, Black. But I don't have it sitting here right here. But let me get, okay, 210. I'm going to put your number down, and I'm going to put you two together. And now that I know that you can cover it, and you'll cover Ozark and go and help him market our Halloween gala and our psychic fair and our whatever we're going to call Sunday, I don't know. I know we've got the Halloween role-playing, Halloween party Friday night. I know we've got the whole weekend the psychic fair, and I know the vendor room will have all the authors for our authors club organization, which Bonnie is literally, just as we say, she's president. She keeps saying she doesn't have any time, but she'll help us with the nonprofit. So I guess whatever with the nonprofit part. So ACE Nonprofit and ACO Press Corps and our club, it's ACO Press Corps, C-O-R-P-S, Press Corps, ACE Nonprofit, Inc. And I work for both of those, and this will be our first fundraiser. And between Andrew, you can explain how the nonprofit's going to work. And Andrew may want to write a story. I don't know if he wants to, but you could ask him, right?
It's possible.
Okay, now let me go. Yeah, Spiritual Image Productions to help. I mean, I don't like he's got time, but I think the, it would be good for him to have, even if it's first story, to help it in the fundraiser, right? And see if he would be willing to do 50% profit and 50% nonprofit, maybe. We can only suggest that we're doing this as a fundraiser.
Sure.
But you can explain it to him. But really, you don't have anything written up yet to explain it to him. But I think we should give it a go. All right, I'll put it together. I'll write. I'm a real fast typist. We'll close the show out, and let me compose, give me your, for other people too, if they're interested in helping us, Tony R. _ Elliott, right?
Right.
At
hotmail.com.
At hotmail.com. Okay, yes. Let's go ahead and close out the radio show. I know, folks, it sounds funny, but we're working together anyway, and we've got so many things going on, but we're going to try to get everybody to meet each other, bring their social networks, bring their people, work with our authors club and our magazines, our e-zines may be the proper way, our e-zines, our authors club, and our spiritual gathering with the Ascension Center, and our I've got ACE Metaphysical Institute and our psychic fair, that's what I do, and have agents and consultants from the film industry come over, and I'm an agent and I'm a consultant, I'm an organizer, and but get Tony to head up our magazine department, our e-zines, and Bonnie and him both doing an ACE nonprofit and an authors club, and we still have the metaphysical part of it, and we still have the ACE folklife part of it for all the artists, creators, and organizers, and we have videographers and all of them. But they're all free, and we got to round them up on LinkedIn and Twitter and Pinterest and all the social media and Facebook, and I'll have to go through all of them. I'll probably just put it out. I've got 13 in my own name. Then I got company pages on Facebook. So, and I don't know how many Andrew's got or how many you got, but between all of us, just if we do our social media, that'll be a splash. And then he wants to do big thing to let everybody know, and then we'll write press releases. Have you written press releases before, Tony?
I've written a few, yes.
So we'll want to do that, too, once we get our story together. All right. Well, it's 2014 Ozark Mountain UFO Conference, It's at the Big Western Inn of the Ozarks. And, oh, Eureka Springs is beautiful, folks. Eureka Springs, April 11th, 12th, and 13th. And I'm going to tell you, it's here's the, I don't know who Haktan Akdogan is, latest mini UFO sightings and close encounters, but that's one guy that's one of the speakers. Dolores Cannon, of course, she's going to do a Q&A, 27 years of investigation in the UFO field. And she has a hypnotist type of club. She's published by Dolores Explorations in the Field of UFO Activity, including Legacy from the Stars in 1996, Legend of Star Crash 1994, and then Linda Moulton Howell. She's got 10,000 BC from Göbekli Tepe and been on television plenty of times. She'll be there talking about the stone structures. Linda Moulton Howell. George Nouri, he has his own show, Coast to Coast. He's another radio personality. And Antonio Paris, Space Science and the Extraterrestrial Hypothesis. And Nick Pope, which I'd love to meet. He and I have been friends for years, Nick Pope. X-Files Reloaded with the UK Ministry. He was the Ministry of Defense and for declassifying and releasing UFOs in 2008. Nick will be there. He's a former UK Ministry of Defense. And Anthony Cataldo, Tony Cataldo, very nice-looking man, the worst-kept secret in the world, will be there, Hollywood producer. He's made a dozen films with Christopher Walken, Alec Baldwin, Martin Landau, Anthony Hopkins, a very famous actor. Will be there. Gosh, I wish I could be there. Travis Walton, Fire in the Sky, recounts events. And if people, y'all know about Travis Walton and the Arizona Logger in 1975, had an encounter with UFO. They made a big movie called Fire in the Sky.
Yeah, Fire in the Sky.
Yeah. Sherry Wilde will be there. So there you go. And if you can... if you can take a video camera and they let you do a little video, we can post later. But for sure, take your pen and pencil and get an interview and from all these people that are the speakers would be nice, and let them know about our ACO for Authors Club and our ACE Folk Life and our ACE nonprofit and what all we're doing. And you'll be representing both ACO and ACE for me, representing me while you're there, hopefully, with Andrew and what we're going to be doing. And you just have to tell him she was swamped, but she sent me. and I'm representing everything, so way aware of many hats. And then Andrew will be there, and you guys can get to know each other since you'll be rooming together, roomies. So it'll work out really good for both of you. And fortunately, y'all can talk about a lot of stuff, you know, your ideas and all of that. Right before
sure.
we meet, you'll meet him before
very
you meet me. Yeah, and this book thing. Hopefully, we'll get done quick. All right. Well, I guess we'll go, and then I'm gonna do an email and send you his number and him your number.
All right. Sounds good.
And,
thanks.
All right. Thank you, Tony, and thank Bonnie again. And look forward to meeting you. I guess you'll have to find a babysitter since you'll both probably be working the weekend, but it'll be our first one. This one will probably be the hardest one we ever do because it's our first one. But then every year
first
thereafter,
one's always the hardest one.
Yeah, the first one's the hardest. But just think, we'll get a certificate on our wall that says we're a charter member of our first big event. You know, the first big Divine Expo and Golden Age Paracon. And I don't know that the ET people will get it, but. Just so you know, Zechariah Sitchin, I was staring at that book and came up with Divine. We got Divine Expo, Divine Encounters, but he wrote the book called Divine Encounters, and Zechariah Sitchin. So they can't say it doesn't involve ETs, angels, UFOs, because I got the whole idea from staring at his book. Some guys said they didn't like the name Divine because they're into the UFO world, and I won't mention names, but... I said, well, that's what I named it. But anyway, my company is ACO. Yeah.
I don't know. You've got to explore all aspects, you know. And I think, like I mentioned several times before, you know, everything goes in full circle, and so you can't leave out the divine and thoroughly check out UFOs and extraterrestrials. Without that, I don't believe.
Well, good. I don't know how we're going to explain that, but hopefully you can by 7 months you'll have something, because the Divine Expo, I just feel like that's going to be really, really big with all the vendors, and we'll have various tracks, but, you know, UFOs, speakers will be on one side, and we've got the psychics and the counselors and psychological, but you can pull up ACE Nonprofit Inc. and pull up Divine Expo and then see how you can blend them together, because the Divine Expo is by ACO, my profit company, but I'm willing to share with the ACE to get it going so we can have a nonprofit, you know, and help people with the ACE nonprofit and with our directors. And so, you know, half of it goes to the people, 50% to the individual to do what they want, and the other 50%, I'm just asking on that book thing we do to be 50% on that side, and then I want to put some money so we can always have the seed money every year for our annual fundraiser, which hopefully that makes sense to everybody. So I mean, it's the best I can do right now. I feel like I'm wearing two hats. One's called ACE and one's called ACO. One's profit and one's nonprofit. So that way I can cover more ground, you know. All right, Tony. Well, thank you so much for your volunteer information, and we'll get
been
you.
A very interesting night tonight.
Yeah, and don't forget Planet Information ET Work. You're on there, and you should have it in your email. And
okay.
I'll expect to see something from what's his name in Italy in there too, right? And
I'm probably going to get that submitted tomorrow.
Great. And would you look at the Shadow People article? It's real short on Social Paranormal that Bill did. It's on
All right,
Social
I'll look
Paranormal.
It.
Yeah, he pulled it off of another place. I just reposted it for him. It's on Social Paranormal. And then remember Planet ET. Wait, Planet ET. ET Work, because there's only one. Wait, Planet. I don't know how to say it now. I just know that when I went to put Planet Network, it wound up being Planet ET Work. I don't know how that. Wait, I've forgotten how it works now. But I just had it up. Let me look at it again. Did you write it down? I know that it was a mistake. And Planet Information ET Work. See, the N ends in information, and when GoDaddy and I did it, we did Planet Information Network, but it turned out to be Planet Information ET Work. And I first I was really upset, and I said, no, that's okay. I don't want to buy another name. I guess it's everything happens for a reason. So now it's Planet Information ET Work, Planet Information Network. But let me copy that so you'll know how to get to it, because I made you editor of that too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to go. My phone's beeping me, telling me that it's about to run out of juice.
All right. Love and light, dear, and I'll get this out to you as soon as possible so you can call Andrew, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I'll tell him. Maybe he'll call you. We'll see how y'all hook up. It's a miracle.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
See you next time.
You bet. Thank you. Next Saturday. All right, folks, that's it. We've covered a lot of ground tonight. You can tell we're trying to do a lot of things for the first year. It takes a lot of organizing, a lot of work, putting all these people together and getting them all working for, you know, various reasons, and covering our magazine, our e-zines, and our conferences. And now we're going to do our own conference. How about that? Of course, we'll really depend on all of y'all. The universe wanted us to do this, okay, because we were doing, if you guys remember how we got this radio show going, was June 6, 2012, and we were getting ready to have the Stargate to the Cosmos conference, which never transpired, with Janet Carolesson of Hawaii for various reasons, and she put the money up. It wasn't the money, folks. She put the money up herself, like I'm going to do with Andrew for this next one. But it was a very expensive venue, very beautiful, where the IUFO Congress has it, the Wasaja Center. And I asked WASAJA, Wasaja Center, and it's at Fort McDowell, and it's at the Radisson Hotel. So write that down, October 31st, Halloween 2014. And we're really going to do this, where all these people are going to come together and make this happen on a shoestring, because it's our first. We have no money, zero money. But we're going to be in our abundance and manifest and make a miracle happen with no money and out in the desert and manifest this planet information ET work. And our ACO is going to do this. And 50% of our book sale for our fundraiser will go. I'm going to suggest it because I'm only one person. And then, like he said, he wants us all to make choices and for the nonprofit, how we spend the money. But I'd like to put some back for this every year thing, you know, every year. So we'll get all that handled into the financial. He's run a business, so Tony probably knows pretty well what he's doing, and I know I do, and I've run profit corporations, and I've run nonprofit corporations, and I'm apparently going to do it again because I feel the universe calling me to do this so we can get all this education, information, communication, and literacy all working together. And we're all adults continuing education, and we are a community online of practicing skills. And we do have various missions, and our Ascension Center organization is always about continued research, and we're about ancient wisdom and new thought teachings. So, you know, we're just all work together, folks. So let me get going here. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure. We never know what we're going to talk about on the ACO Curious Conscious Club because we're very synchronous, and we pride ourselves with synchronicity. But we'll probably start posting a word now that we're going to be moving towards our first Divine Expo and working with the ACE nonprofit we're setting up and having the ACO Press Corps go and cover it. And, of course, I'll be doing my generic agent, consultant, organizer work, right, for T.J. Morris and this ET radio show. That's me. So thank you all for coming, and you can see we're all little entrepreneurs, like little busy beavers and busy ants running around doing our thing. But get involved with us, and tomorrow night is Sunday with Bill M. Tracer. So I'm looking forward to see what we'll be sharing from the Mid-South Con, be playing catch-up on his book. And his book is called Will the Internet Achieve Sentience by Bill M. Tracer. So please look it up on Amazon.com, and we'll talk about it more tomorrow night. And we'll be bringing more spirituality and our ACE Nonprofit Inc. together all tomorrow night, prime time, 8 to 10 tomorrow night. And you'll hear more about the Divine Expo and the Paracon. So join us tomorrow night. Love and light, folks. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for staying over. It's 10:40. We usually only do 2 hours, and sometimes we'll go over and do three. So thank you, Blog Talk Radio, and Mr. Levy, Joel Levy, I believe. I forgot his first name. Is it Joe Levy? Oh, I don't know. Mr. Levy, anyway, I know his last name, Mr. Levy, for allowing us to get the communication out to people that want to be a part of our social network and our community online practicing skills and our authors club and all those in radio land. So thank you. And bringing all these various tracks together so we can have a conference. Thank you so much. We'll be back tomorrow night. Same time, same station. Good night, folks. This is TJ Morris, ET Radio, signing out.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.